Blog Talk Radio. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Sexology, water, fire, hot, cold, yin yang. This is it. Here we are in the secret garden for this episode. Sexual energy is creative energy. Sex education. What did we learn in these schools? What did we learn? What did our parents teach us about sex? I just feel more and more that when we talk of sexuality, it's still that big taboo subject. It's still something which is seen as very dirty, something which just really needs to be not talked about at all. But what I realize is that not talking about sexuality is not going to make people less interested in sex. And for me, when we talk of the yin essence, which is the water essence, the fire essence, which is the male essence, the yang, in essence, we exist within each other. And this primordial force in the universe is this sexual energy. And it's going to draw people together. Always. So people are always going to be drawn together. So now we have male and female who are going to be interacting. I've come to realize that a lot of the times there's something that goes wrong. And this is just our attitude towards intercourse a lot of the times. A lot of us, a lot of women especially, who have feel that the pill is the only way out, who feel that the birth control pill is the only way out to really just stop babies from being born, but at the same time connect with their partner. And at the same time, when we dive deeper, coming to realize from my own research that a lot of the times when we talk of the birth control pill, what does it do in essence? The birth control pill stops ovulation in a woman. In essence, it introduces synthetic hormones into the woman's system. So how is this going to affect the woman's womb? How is this going to affect her energy? And more, there are so many studies which say that, okay, the birth control pill, it will stop pregnancy. 99% of the time, it will stop pregnancy. But at the same time, there's also a lot of cases which show that a lot of women suffer from depression. A lot of it's linked to cancer, breast cancer, endometriosis, fibroids. Because in essence, what I've come to realize with sexology that human beings, especially male and female, when we talk of this relationship we have, whether it's sexual or non-sexual, the attraction between us, a lot of the times we always want a quick fix. And that's essentially what the birth control pill has become. And it's sold by pharmaceutical companies who realize that this is the primordial force on the universe. Of course, men and women are always going to have sexual intercourse. But at the same time, do they want to have a child? That's another question, because then there's responsibility. So a lot of the times, I feel that as human beings, we forgot so much about our ancient times when there was no birth control pill. What happened? When there was no, all of these things, when there was no condom, all of these things. What happened when men and women lay down together? And a lot of people will say, well, they just had babies each time. But no, when we do the science to it, we realize that there's so many things. When we talk of men, for example, in essence, a lot of the time we say that it's a woman's responsibility. A lot of men feel that I don't want to wear a condom when I have intercourse, and that, oh, if the woman just takes the pill, then that's fine, that's beautiful, because then I can still feel, I can have my pleasure, and guess what, no child is going to be born. But at the same time, this is also what is damaging the womb of the woman. And it's no coincidence that the womb of the planet is connected to the womb of the woman. And look at the state of the planet at the moment. It's in chaos. It's in disarray. And that is, in essence, the state of the womb of the woman. And it's because we've allowed, the woman has allowed herself to really not do the research and say, okay, why am I taking this birth control pill? I'm not trying to say you should take it or you shouldn't take it. For me, I'm just putting it out there off the research I know when we talk about sexology. Also, because the natural contraceptive, a lot of the times is within us. And the ancients knew that Tantra, which was really just created for men to control their yang energy, that's all it is. And when we talk of coming or going, a lot of us men, we should really be able to control our seed, to control the ejaculation. But obviously we're not, to do that we need to actually be taught from childhood to say, okay, the PC muscle, which is responsible for releasing semen, do you know that we can actually control that by strengthening the PC muscle? If men strengthen their PC muscle, they can actually choose when to ejaculate and when not to ejaculate. And ancient sages have always known this. And when men actually connect to their science of it, then really and truly there will be no unwanted babies on the planet, because it's not about just leaving the responsibility to a woman. Because in essence, a lot of the time in sexology we talk about coming. You see, words are very misleading, because when we talk of the word coming, we think that, okay, everything is coming, but really it should be called going, because the nutrients are leaving the male's body. That is the sacrifice. The semen is the essence, and it goes into the earth. It's the rain which fertilizes the soil. So the more and more in sexology they say that what can reduce a roaring lion to a dead dog in a matter of minutes. And that's the science of it. All of these biochemical processes within the body. But a lot of the times I feel that when we talk of birth control, we really have to really begin to study the science within us and realize that really and truly no pill or drug can't really save you without having adverse consequences. And that's what's happened. A lot of us, we're so into this quick fix mentality on this planet. But really and truly, I feel that it's all about the communication between partners. If you're with someone, if you're a woman and you're with a man, you should actually talk to your man and say, hey, do you know that I don't want to be on the pill anymore, but in essence, maybe we should talk about you not ejaculating so quickly. Or maybe we can talk about you trying to master your own sexual energy, your own yang energy, where you can actually choose to ejaculate or not. Women can actually help men not ejaculate by actually moving the energy up. Because in essence, what happens is the male energy flows down towards the center of the body during sexual activity. Women should be helping their partners raise the energy if they don't want to have a child. That way he won't ejaculate. But all of these things require communication. And that's the beauty of it. The key to relationships are communication. And that's the thing. A lot of us, we think we can just go to work, male and female, and then, you know, we just have sex. But at the same time, we don't want to have any children from it. So let's use these pharmaceuticals so to stop having children. But in essence, what the butterfly effect, what happens out of that? What happens is the womb of the woman becomes contaminated, because we don't know what they're putting in these pharmaceutical drugs, but we take them. But this is it. This is sexology, infinite waters, diving deep to the heart of it. Stay healthy, stay well. Sexual energy is creative energy. This really should be talked about, but really and truly communication is key, and partners have to talk to each other, because in essence, if we don't, then people will only continue to do what the media tells them to do. And really and truly, I feel that it's all about connecting with people on our same vibration. Infinite waters, diving deep. Peace. Peace, infinite waters diving deep once again. We are here, we're in nature. Five signs he or she is the one. Can I get a hello there? So I posted a picture on Instagram. Always go for the one that touches your heart more than your body. And I said, should I do a video on this? Of course I should. Now you've got people who are single and they're scratching their head. And you've got people who are in a relationship and also scratching their head. Because how do we know we've found the one? Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. And it's Tantra versus porn. Now I speak of the water relationship and the Coca-Cola relationship. So the first sign you found the one is that you are in a water relationship. What does that mean? It means when you're not trying to possess someone, you allow them to express who they really are without you always, every single second, saying, do this. No, no, don't do that. Do this. No, don't do that. You uplift each other, right? The Coca-Cola relationship is the fast food relationship. You see, it tastes great. It looks fantastic. And that's the second sign. It's all about the feeling you get when you are around this person. How many times do you just focus on someone's looks? Now, this is where it gets really complicated because we are hardwired to find genetic compatibility. What is that, Ralph? Well, if you like a woman's hips, right? The bigger a woman's hips, it means that she's going to be able to deliver a baby. It's going to be easier for her. Oh, you like a guy with broad shoulders, right? Well, he's going to be able to pick up your newborn. So we are drawn to the body. The body itself is beautiful. Now, this is where the Tantra versus porn comes into play. You see, in a porno, it's all about the looks, the lighting, the glamour. But there's very little connection there, very little intimacy there. The water relationship is all about the feeling. It's intangible. You can't see it. Sometimes you're just alone with someone you love in a dark room and it feels fantastic. All you want to do is say, can I get a hello there? Looks versus feeling. In a porno, you've got to do it for the director. More so, you are actors reading off a script. You've got to perform for an audience. With feeling, it is about both of you, because Tantra emanates from the Sanskrit word. It is the Sanskrit word, meaning woven together. You now become one. Tantra is all about the oneness, the unification, what we call the love connection. I've been in relationships where it's been like a porno. Why? Because it's all been for show. Oh yeah. But once I moved into the water relationship, what happened? The ego dissolves in the water relationship because it's not about me, it's about us. Now, the third sign he or she is the one is what I call a mutual offering. Now, when you are in a Coca-Cola relationship, it's all about what can I get, right? Just like in a porno, what happens? It's all about self-gratification. Oh, I got mine. I got off. You see, a water relationship is about what both of you can offer to each other. How many times do we see someone and we say, okay, I want to give this person a piece of my soul? You see, many times when we see someone, oh, I want that. I want to take away something from them, right? So we are thieves instead of givers. Now, the fourth sign he or she is the one is what I call
You have to go through the seven levels of attraction, baby. You see, when you realize this connection both of you have is more than your physical body, that's a sure sign they are the one. What am I talking about? You see, it's more than the physical. That's the first level of attraction. A lot of us, we just get stuck on the physical when it's so much more. Please move out of the way, baby. Thank you. Than the physical. Okay? So, physical, personality, expression. You can now be yourself in front of that person. You can be silly, do roly-polies and stuff. Transparency. They can see you like a crystal glass of water. Okay? Honesty. You can tell them your deepest, dirtiest, craziest, wildest secrets. And they'll still love you. They won't judge you. You see? And then, what else? It's all about trust. The trust you can have around that person. And then evolution. So when you see someone and you can see how both of you can evolve, that's a sure sign you're in a water relationship. When you see someone and you realize actually there is no evolution that's going to take place between both of us, then you're probably in a porno, right? It's just for display. Now, I talk of communication. Many times we're in a relationship with someone, but there's nothing to talk about. You know he or she is the one because you get more energy through your connection than the energy goes away, right? There is more energy created than energy dissipated. But you see, many of us, just like in a porno, we are exhausted afterwards. Why? Because we have drained each other of the sacred primordial life force energy. No, when you are in a water relationship, it's all about giving both of you a reciprocal relationship based on resonance. Returning to sound, meaning you are both singing the same song. Can I get a hello there? It's all about what both of you have. Now, here is where it gets really interesting. The fifth sign is what I call you have time for the one. It doesn't matter if you're at work. No, they are your work because you are working on the relationship every single day. You see, the Coca-Cola relationship, you don't have time. They are not your number one priority. No, they are just there to fulfill your sexual needs, but not your emotional needs, not your emotional needs, not your spiritual needs, not your mental needs. You see, the water relationship is not just about the physical connection, which is very important. It's about the mental connection, the emotional connection, the spiritual evolution both of you are partaking in. Now, when you always have time, that means it is not me anymore, it is both of us. We become one body. We become one movement. When you say, I don't have time, that's the Coca-Cola relationship. That's the fast food. A lot of us, we want to eat the food. We don't even have time to digest the food. So there you have it. Always go for the one who touches your heart more than your body. Have a beautiful day. We are out here breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Infinite waters. Diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace.
The key here is one of the mysteries of lifting the veil is when you shave the hair, it's a free ride, and not only that, it's a lot more effective. Now, let me give you an example. One sister with the shaven hair say, man, you are good. You are excellent. The other sister, I begged her, you got too much hair. It's like licking a goddamn afro.
I want a super fro.
Get the blowout kit.
How about an afro pop?
Get the blowout kit.
I got enough goddamn hair to knit three fucking goddamn blankets. Or to make four fur coats.
My only true love, darling, I live for furs. I worship furs.
Ooh, boy. So, it's like damn licking the top of a motherfucking Angela Davis head. So she gonna say, yeah, well, you know, you ain't that good at eating pussy. I'm like, no, I ain't that good at eating hair. The first thing happened is I had to take my hand and part the hair.
Behold his mighty hand.
And after a while, my hand started getting distracted because it started getting a little irritated because my hand, not on the vagina, but just the hand. If you take a hand and lay it on your hand long enough, it will get irritated. But I'm doing this stuff, and I'm trying to part the hair, but I begged her the whole goddamn summer to shave her shit.
You won. You won, baby.
A what?
You won, damn.
So I'm trying to part the damn hair. And it's getting awkward. And it got in the way of the process. Because this motherfucker here, you see what I'm saying, looking like Grizzly Adams with his goddamn legs. You know what I'm saying? You can braid her shit. She had enough hair if you cut it off. You can have weaves for days, the goddamn, the weaves for days. The fucking Asians will love her black ass. They get paid. Plus, and it's interesting because when you study sex, and one of the good, and they tell you in the tantra books, one of the excellent ways to also study the process of sex is watch porno. Because there's certain things that have to go on for the porno to be effective in the process of that. You see a lot in porno. And the black woman ain't figured it out yet that the best effect is to shave your shit. Now, you don't have to use a razor. You can use clippers and get it down low enough that it doesn't bump you up or whatever, but it can also get it down low enough that the man can do his fucking job.
And increase the sensation. Huh?
Exactly. And also, the hair is one of the things that contributes to the smell. And they ain't figured the goddamn shit out yet. If you shave the shit,
yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
ain't nothing gets trapped.
Right.
The moisture don't get trapped like it did. And so therefore, the smell, you see what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, one of the sisters that was completely shaven had absolutely no smell at all. None. You see? So my point is it can decrease the smell. You see what I'm saying? But there is there's an esoteric thing on the realm of smell also, too. But that's one of the things. But you don't have to shave. A lot of sisters say, you know, I don't like when it goes back. No, you can take clippers, and you can do this science.
Yeah,
but no, the little hair clippers. You know the ones that they got to trim the beards.
Right, I know what you mean. Yeah, you don't have to touch, go down on it.
You can just do it and stuff until you get it down to a certain point. These are the things we got to teach the people. Who the hell you think supposed to do it but the man? That's a part of the ritual. He has to lift the veil. You see what I'm saying? So I've done it with the clippers and the actual razor.
Okay.
That's a part of the ritual. You are plowing away the forest to get to the jewel. Now, the jewel is in the remote forest. The jewel is the clitoris. And you are plowing away the forest to get to the jewel. You get where I'm coming from here? So a part of the ritual, because some women might not know how to do it, a part of the ritual is the man do the shit.
Go ahead, enjoy your evil ways, but I'm warning you, you'll be sorry.
Okay. All right, y'all.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Peace, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your host, Rudy Oracle 7. And today, guys, as you guys know, I'm always joined by the Ear Family. We got LJ in the building. I'm not sure if Eternal's in the building or not because it's a different number, but I do see someone from the 757 area code, and I also see a 251 area code. Eternal, if you can hear me, if there's any way you can let me know in the group chat if one of these numbers are you. If not, I'm gonna call on you guys in just a moment after I bring Auntie in and we discuss this very important topic, okay, you guys? All right, so guys, in the classroom today, we're going to be talking about sex and COVID-19. So sex and COVID-19, guys, but vaccinated, the vaccination, guys, because being a huge concern, I know in my private sessions with clients, guys, they are bringing up these questions. You know, somebody just reached out to me and was like, oh, my God, you know, my spouse, my significant other is getting vaccinated, and I'm not, you know. It's kind of like, you know, your significant other being spiritual and, you know, they're being Christian and spirituality. You know, it's kind of the same thing when it comes to this vaccinated thing, you know what I mean? So with that, guys, huge concern. I personally had concerns about this. You know, Auntie and I talk a lot in the background about this topic, you guys. So it's really important. I'm a student, just to let you guys know as well. We do not have everybody that was going to come on. We did have a special guest. He is a healthcare professional. I hope one of these numbers is him, but I'm going to quote what he stated. You know, matter of fact, let me quote what he stated now, Auntie LJ. I don't know if you he kind of threw a wrench in it, you know what I'm saying, about everything that we had discussed, what you state. And what he stated was this. He said, I am unaware of any drugs or treatments being transferred from person to person. According to holistic science, man is the builder of his own disease, from his own habits and environmental conditions. Cognition is a medical theory. I can't transfer fat to you, causing you to become fat. Each individual produces their own sickness from their own life cycle and habits and environmental conditions. Same habits and environmental conditions often present the same symptoms and effects. So I'm guessing that it can't be transferred, but you know, okay. I mean, I have a lot of questions.
I'm gonna help you, and I'm gonna make it real plain. Greetings, everybody, peace and love, all that old good. Straight to the board. Okay. Y'all going to get a little Bobby Hemming up out of me today. Straight to the board.
Come on.
Okay. Communicable disease. Rhinovirus, a.k.a. the common cold. Isn't it transferable? Don't you catch a cold from your person? Okay. Herpes is already in your system. Herpes is already in your system. But if you come in contact with a person who has activated the herpes in their system and they have sex with you, don't you come down with herpes? Chicken pox is a virus. Shingles is a virus. If you are around these people and you activate and they're activated, you come in contact with them and your contact comes into contact with their skin-to-skin contact, aren't you going to end up with shingles and chicken pox and scabies? So I don't know what healthcare profession he's into, but I've worked the medical field 30 years, over 30 years. And there's a reason for her OSHA. There's a reason for proper hand washing. There's a reason for guidelines on how to walk into certain rooms where the infections or viruses are present. And you being a healthy individual have to create shields. That's why we wear goggles when we know that we're going to be dealing with things that can splash or, you know, spray out. We wear face masks when we're walking in and we know that it is airborne. We wear OSHA protective scrub things that we put over our scrubs and on our shoes. This is why when you go into surgery, they're covered up like space cadets working on you. So I don't know where he's been during his healthcare experience, and I would show like to know what they eating and drinking holistically over there. Because in the hospital, I'm not talking about no just nursing homes and visiting grandma's house and stuff. You know, when the healthcare people are at your grandma's house and your grandma come down with shingles, they put a big old sign on the front of your door from the health department that says universal precautions are necessary. If of y'all have went to the hospital and you walk down the hallway and you see the signs on certain people's rooms door that say use universal precautions, and it's a little cart outside of their room that you have to put on your gloves, you have to put on your covering for your clothes, and you have to put on a face mask before you walk into that room. And some hospitals even give you the shoe booties to put on. So I don't know what he's talking about, but I'm just telling you that that part is general contact. Now
I'll call it up, Auntie, and just to let you know. So, Carlos, we
about
to get
cool,
to you.
But hold
Auntie,
on.
First,
let me,
you know,
let me finish.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say,
let
how
me
you
just finish
too?
The general so that they can ask the questions off of what I'm generally saying. Okay?
Okay.
Now we're going to deal with HIV and AIDS. Okay?
We're
going to go there. Okay?
Ooh.
Now, I don't understand your guest speaker's comment on what he don't know. Because
I wish he can,
HIV and AIDS have been being passed around for the longest from mucous membrane, okay? Tuberculosis has been being passed around through mucous membrane, okay?
PPE
equipment. We all have this PPE equipment, but what I'm saying to y'all is it's been... Guess what? Now, let's really deal with some shit. Wingworms and different little parasites have been passed on from being in contact with skin to skin. We have to remember that athlete's feet is a fungus that you transfer in football and basketball if they don't clean out your showers and your workout areas properly, and you exchange this bullshit at the gym. So I'm confused at what he's talking about on you not getting communicable diseases from the community, okay? If you can pass the common cold from just
being in the vicinity
mm-hmm. of your family members, which is a.k.a. the rhinovirus, that we get from one another and we pay no attention to it because it's the common cold. However, it activates through mucous membrane. This is why you tell your baby, get out my face with all that coughing. You're going to make mommy sick. So this thing here with this rhino technology is common sense. And I'm going to keep reminding y'all about third grade science. If you get the shot, and this information, rhino technology, is confusing and mimicking the cells in your body so that your white blood cells don't even recognize that it is something in your body infiltrating your body, then what makes you think that when you are using and exchanging your identical infiltrated DNA and mucus, that you will not transfer it to your partner? This is why people are out here getting the shot and you walking around here still having to use the precaution. Any other immunization, if you go and get the varicella shot, which is the shot they give you for chicken pox, if you go get the varicella shot, they tell you your baby can now go over to grandma's house with all the other kids who got chicken pox, and your baby is not going to get the chicken pox. So why are y'all standing up here getting this rhino technology that move like a virus and can be transferred from contact, and you still got to wear universal precautions? And you supposed to be immunized.
Okay.
And I'm going to leave that there for you to figure out for you. Simple third grade science.
All right. All right. Ferrante, if you are listening, please call in and explain your comment, because he always has a detailed explanation to his comment. So please, if you're listening, I'm gonna come back on the show and get that detail, because I'm gonna ask him in detail, you know, because I want him to break that down for me.
I don't have any understanding, and I have been in healthcare. I've worked labor and delivery, I've worked the surgical department, I've worked triage, I've done telemetry. I've done hospice for 15 years. I've been in this shit knee-high to grasshopper, blood, sweat, and tears, having to go to OSHA because somebody didn't cough, somebody didn't had a bacterial infection that they, you've been exposed. You've got to go in here and check for this and find out that. I've had to have chest x-rays because people with tuberculosis didn't know that I checked them in through the ER, and now they're positive for tuberculosis. So now I got to go get a chest scan, all type of shit. So I've lived this thing. Auntie ain't as young as she looks. Okay, Auntie been in this field. Auntie has a 30-year-old son come November 29th of this year. And I've had my boots to the ground in healthcare before I had my son. So I don't know it all, but from my personal intricate experiences of me living and working in three different states, New York being my foundation, then moving to Georgia with my certificates and accolades and diplomas on what I've gathered along the way, and then working in all of these departments and moving to Cincinnati, where I came completely out of nursing homes and home health care and went straight into hospitals. And I haven't done nursing homes in over 20 years. So I've been doing this work. I've been doing it intricately in my family. And then I began, after being affected with an exposure to triggering cancer in my body, really being intricate on the scientific aspects of it. You know, I've even drawn
coaches
for people to get certain things checked on them and stuff. We deal with microorganisms every day. Your trash is infectious to you. You eat an onion that's been sitting out too long and it starts to going into its recycling of death process, and that onion becomes poison instead of nutrition. Common sense stuff that people just aren't common about.
Okay, let's bring
And you
talk.
Have to educate yourself.
Educate yourself. Very important. Very, very, very important, you guys. All right, if you guys want to call in, the call-in number is going to be area code 929-477-3423, 929-477-3423. Press 1 only if you want to be a part of the show, guys. You can simply just call in and listen, guys, by just calling the number. You do not have to press 1 just to listen to the show. So with that said, guys, I'm going to go around and I'm going to call on everyone. If you are just listening, guys, you can simply just tell me that you're listening. I'm going to state your area code in the first 3 digits of your phone number. It's how that'll work, and just simply tell me you're listening. All right, so first caller, caller 251-643, caller 251-643.
I'm listening. Greetings, everyone.
Greetings. All right, well, thank you for listening. Definitely appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, guys. You're welcome. All right, so the next call is going to be area code 757-647, area code 757-647. Just tell me if you're listening or you want to add to the broadcast, 757-647. All right,
I'm 757-647.
Greetings. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you. Awesome. All right.
For the listeners, I want y'all to know, this is not a I-know-it-all situation. Things do change, like seasons. The nature changes. Everything changes to adapt. So if there's something that you have that is knowledgeable, this is a safe space for you. Feel free to drop your jewels, because we're creating a chest of healthy information. And your information is just as valuable as mine. Feel free.
So,
you may live somewhere where you know something that I haven't been experienced in or I haven't come in contact with. So share your knowledge.
Right.
Feel free
Absolutely.
To share what you know.
And remember, guys, this is a motivational classroom, okay? We are not the experts. This is a classroom, guys. The whole broadcast is built on a classroom. We are all learning and growing together. Auntie has experience. You know, I don't have any experience in the area, but I always learn and grow through these particular broadcasts. So if I did call on you and you want to weigh in, just hang up and call back so I can kind of know that you hung up and that you call back that you want to kind of weigh in.
If y'all on Facebook,
oh yes, you know us.
We did a post about it, so go to the post and chime in so that we can pull you back in and just give like the last 4 of your number and say, hey, I've got a question, or hey, I've got a statement. I'm caller.
Right.
And do the last 4 of your phone number so that we know to pull you back.
You don't have to say your real name.
Yeah, he can see
you. Jane Doe, okay?
Yeah, he can see. But, he can see you on the post. So if you want to come back in, go to the post that was put up day before yesterday, I think.
It was about a few days ago. I'm gonna read the post and I'm gonna read y'all comments. But before I move on and bring in our next caller, I do want to let you guys know that EAR has, if you guys have not been vaccinated and you want a waiver, right? The waiver will protect you as far as travel is concerned. It's a legal document, you know, just like the regular vaccine, guys. You know, it's the government document that you can get. You know, nationwide, I guess depending on your state, it really truly depends on the state, but The information is on our website. So go to our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. The waiver is only like $27, I believe she's charging. So for $30, you know, just to get the legal document, guys, go to our website for all questions.
Statewide, state to state, contact your physician. Clarity on what documents you need to fill out or how your state case specifically is dealing with this COVID-19 and how do you prevent being forced to get the shot.
That
is
research.
The questions for your physician. I want to be able to travel, but I don't want to get the shot. What necessary documentation through the healthcare system in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Iowa, in Chicago, in where y'all got to ask these questions, and y'all cannot let y'all fear hold you back, because I'm a tell y'all, people, they don't want us looking at TikTok because TikTok is uncensored. But you have physicians, scientists, you have doctors. You have all of these people that are putting up Delta is giving people hell with travel. And physicians, psychologists, scientists, everybody is speaking up on it because they're videoing. Well, I've got my documentation. Why was I pulled off the plane? I gave y'all my documentation. Why am I having to reboard?
What do you mean
plane?
By Delta's giving them hell? What is Delta giving them hell about?
Because what Delta is doing is Delta's going accord whatever Delta's guidelines or the airport guidelines, the travel guidelines are. And Delta is saying that they're going off of what the CDC is saying. But see, we have to remember that the CDC is not and does not belong to one country or corporation. Delta is its very own private entity in which the Worldwide Health Organization uses as a point of contact to understand how they think these scientific bio infections or viruses or things like that are being worked on, because OSHA is a group of scientists that supposedly work on helping the situation. However, if I'm subcontracting, if I'm a subcontractor, I don't belong to anybody. And I can tell Yugoslavia that chickenpox is deadly over there because they don't have the vaccine to not have it spread like it spreads. However, in America, we have Vaxzevria, which is a chickenpox vaccine. So we pay the CDC for the Vaxzevria, but Yugoslavia didn't pay the CDC for the vaccine. And chickenpox is running rampant over there, but it don't bother us over here because we have the vaccine. You see what I'm saying? So it's subcontracted in. So you really, I have family members that work for the CDC, and they'll say, well, what's going on in America ain't got nothing to do with what's going on in Africa, because Africa didn't buy it. Africa didn't pay into it. So we're not working with Africa with that particular virus or infection or whatever. This is only in America. So this is why we're getting shit, and we're having shit go on here that England ain't got. They telling y'all on the news that is different viruses and injections for different people in different countries. Why is that? If the CDC has something that could fix this, why isn't globally everybody getting the stuff that's going to fix it? Because viruses can't be fixed. They have to be activated.
Hold on.
So you're not catching a virus. You're activating a virus from your own body. I think that's what your friend was saying when he was talking
about our own
ecosystem.
If you don't mind me stepping in real quick,
Auntie, come on.
He just called. He just called, so I'm actually calling him now. But before I bring him in, Mary did want to weigh in as well, so I'm going to bring her in. He's going to answer this. I'm going to reinstate everything, but as far as the airport is concerned, I just want to let you know, Auntie. As far as you calling the airline, pretty much being clear on the airline, what I have found in my own research as far as the travel is concerned, check with the airline, their guidelines. Make sure you get intensive research on, you know, all your questions, your research, everything that you need. Ask the airline, but international. That international can be very tricky. It's international that is having a lot of trouble. If you're traveling internationally, that's where the shit is. You know what I mean? But nationally, I think it's pretty much you have to wear your mask. But as far as the vaccine,
you've got
I'm not
to wear
hearing
your
too
mask.
Much.
But they're wanting people to be vaccinated. And if you are not vaccinated and you're getting the letters, because even myself, I have a letter from my doctor says I will not be doing any injections. Furthermore,
well, see, that's not what the airline told me. Well, the airline told me is that it's not vaccinate. Like, it's no vaccine. Like, you don't have to be vaccinated now as far as when I called.
Okay, so
just, like 2 weeks ago.
Well, see, now,
so check
you know, my
yourself.
Cousin is traveling. You know, my cousin
she just
is traveled, traveling.
I know.
And she's been
right.
in and out of state. She just left here. And her leaving here was a little more difficult than her coming here. Her leaving New York was easy. Her going back, Atlanta was trying to get, you know, do you have this? Do you have that? Okay, you got to wait for this. There and these physicians and scientists that are on TikTok, they're like, hey, I just flew to Dallas. I didn't have no problems. Now I'm getting pulled off the plane to go back to Dallas. Why? And they're saying, well, we need you to talk to our doctor, so we're pulling you off the plane. You got to get a hotel room for 24 hours, and we'll reboard you tomorrow. But you got to see our doctor.
Oh, wow.
So different strokes for different folks, maybe. But
all right.
Delta Airline is the one that the doctors and the scientists on TikTok are complaining about for now. They're not talking about the smaller, you know, flights and stuff. Delta has been the one that's giving folks, even those folks, the problem.
Okay.
I haven't seen
all right,
any
so let's
of
move
us.
On.
Having the problem.
Okay.
This has been scientists and doctors that they're giving problems to. And what's funny about that is my question on that is, are these doctors not getting immunized? Are these doctors refusing to be tested? And is that why they're having problems?
All right. So with that being said, Ferranza, we're going to get to you. There was one caller ahead of you, so we're going to get to you in just a second, and I'm going to reinstate his comment. But today, guys, we're talking about sex and COVID-19. If you've been vaccinated, you know, as far as the exchange, can you get, you know, I need to know what is nanotechnology. Can you get it? Can you get anything that's in the shot? You know, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? It's a huge concern. In the background, everybody wants to know. So that's why this caller queue is lit like it is, because everybody's concerned. All right. So what I'm getting now in this whole broadcast, what I'm getting is do your research. It is very paramount and important for you guys to do your research now when it comes to this topic. Very key. Mary, I do know Mary Fox, guys. She's an ear host as well. She does State of America. She's into politics. She comes on every other Monday, but she's taking a leave as of now. She will be back to be announced. But Mary has also worked in the health field as well. So, Mary, when it comes – and then I think you were on the post as well, stated. So, Mary, what are your thoughts on COVID-19 and the sexual exchange? And keep in mind, Mary,
good day, beautiful soul.
Back with us too. Good day.
Okay, great. Good day, beautiful souls. I was over here listening and taking it all in. You know, I really, You know, it's hard to tell people what to do. Can you hear me, y'all? Okay, yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm on this tech now, so be patient with me.
Oh, yeah.
But,
okay.
Yes, it's very hard to tell people what they should and shouldn't do because everybody's body is definitely totally different. Like, you know, within this time of pandemic, you know, a lot of people, I personally believe that the COVID is basically the flu on steroids. That's what I personally believe. It's the flu on steroids. Now, that's just from my personal research and the people who I've been around, you know, and just the story. You know, I have a brother who's now getting chemo for cancer that he didn't have before the pandemic. And it's so many people during this pandemic that's, like, now needing organs, like liver transplants. And it's so much going on that this COVID has actually caused. Like, even with me, before COVID started, I had just had surgery, you know, where I had just had my baby. And, you know, anytime you have surgery or anything like that, your body, just because the outside looks like it's healed, the inside doesn't actually heal for over 5 years. So, you know, I was actually one of those persons, I think, that could have been considered a person with the underlying condition, because I wasn't totally healed. So, and then plus the surgery that they gave me or whatever caused, since I was born, I had a hernia. And last surgery that they gave me, the doctor usually, like, when he closes me back up, it was the old doctor that I was going to at Parkland, but now they got all these new doctors that don't know what they're doing, and they so barbaric. But they didn't, you know, stitch me up like they usually do. So my hernia has been giving me issues, they didn't close it up. So it's been open, you know, and I had such a tragic issues going on when I was in the hospital that, you know, when they was like, okay, you got this hernia and we're going to have to do another surgery, I told them, no, I'll come back for that, because, like, it was just traumatic, you know, and I wasn't going to go through another surgery and potentially y'all already barbaric.
Of
the stuff that y'all did, I shouldn't have had to go through.
Be smart, sis. Be smart. Be smart.
Exactly.
Mm-mm.
Exactly.
Mm-mm. Don't fool with those people. You mess around in your
exactly.
hoo-ha and everything else be toe up in the coronavirus. No, ma'am.
Yeah. It's a good thing that I had my cell phone with me, because, you know, when I had got out the surgery, they had this thing, this tube down my nose or whatever, because they said they moved all my organs and my it was to prevent me from my colon or whatever from, you know, messing up or whatever. But anyway, the situation was
and everything else.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. you know, they was giving me pain medicine, and the pain medicine that they was giving me was really, when I went and looked it up online with what was going on with the situation with the tube, because I wanted that tube out because it was irritable and everything. And, you know, they told me that it couldn't come out, it was because of this or whatever. So I looked it up, you know, and the medicine that they was giving me was actually going to cause my situation to be worse, to where that it was going to shut down whatever that they was telling me that could happen. The medicine that they was giving me was actually going to cause that to happen. So I had to tell them, no, I didn't want that medicine. I actually had to tell them no. I think my situation would have been worse if I wouldn't have had my phone there and if I wouldn't have been looking this stuff up for myself. So, like, people, you can't trust that the doctor know all and
come on,
end
sis.
All.
Come on. Come on.
You cannot. Because if you, like, if you really know, these doctors go to school and they are not experts until they have done what they have been in a hospital setting for years doing the situation. Then they can gather the information and then they can, you know, take their, I guess, hypotheses or whatever. And then they can say, well, this is truly what it is because I've seen a pattern of this, you know. They only they don't know
it's
until they've done
steady,
it for years.
They feel the study of medicine in which they calculate and come up with their hypothesis off of statistics. So it is still an educated guess. There is no found study that is solid because people, places, and organisms change throughout a day.
Exactly, exactly.
So
everybody's body is different and reacts in different ways.
Right. They cannot give you your exposure to you going to Texas or going to Canada is a different exposure to somebody from Miami going to Canada. So my experience
and then too,
going to Canada,
if they've been doing it for a while,
severe.
Your system has
right.
to build up.
Because your body changes according to where it's been. This is why we need exposure so that we can give our bodies natural antibodies
exactly.
to what we're going to be
and
exposed
when
to
exposure,
in our travels.
Exposure in this pandemic looks like what they call herd immunity.
Yeah.
That's
come
exposure.
On.
That's like what she was talking about with the chicken pox, where the parents used to, if one child had it, they bring all the family over and let everybody get it so they
to
could build their immunity to it.
Right.
That's right.
So that's
right.
Hold on, y'all. If I can interject real quick, I just want, Mary, I want you to finish us. I want you to kind of go back into COVID and sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you think about that? And then I want to, we have a guest, y'all, so I want to bring our guest in too, Mary, if you can just kind of bring it. Go ahead.
Wrap it up or bring it to a close for that part of it.
For that part of it, Mary. You still
okay.
going to be unmuted, but I just want to
I'm
bring
sorry,
our guest
my
in
daughter,
too.
My daughter had stepped in and she was knocking on the door. You want me to end the part where I was speaking on COVID and what?
Sex, like COVID, do you feel that about the sexual transfer,
oh, the sex.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, in the sex, you know, yeah, the body fluids and all of that. Do you have any experience or any knowing in that area?
So as far as transference, I think that it's possible. I really think that it's possible because, you know, like LJ was saying, like, the cold, anything that that's subcutaneously. And then you have to think, too, your skin is the biggest organ on your body. You know what I'm saying?
And
if your skin is actually absorbing everything, like
everything.
Absorbing energy, like in everything, your skin is absorbing it, like I don't care, like, if a person snorts cocaine and you touch that person, you're going to absorb that. That's going to be in your system, too. Like, if a person snorts cocaine or do drugs and have sex with you, that is now in your system.
Yep.
And that's proven. The doctor will tell you that.
Yep. The
okay,
doctor will
so,
tell you that you can become addicted by what you become alcoholics. Have you ever noticed that people who sweat, they sweat the alcohol out of their skin? And so if you're intimate with somebody that's drunk, you're going to pick up that, and it's micro, you know what I'm saying? It's not something that you're going to now be drunk, but your body has absorbed the alcohol from their body being in contact with your body. Your
okay.
overall, like, then Mary Fox is definitely on the money Your skin,
yeah.
your first line of protection is your skin, and your skin
yes.
is a sponge.
Okay. So
exactly.
Said,
so
Charles,
if you put into the stuff in your system, let me tell you something about them shots. What you know?
Okay. And we're gonna bring it
really feel
after that miracle. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I really feel about the shots. The shots, if you do your research, okay, what these shots is doing is causing you to, causing your body to, I guess, when something enters your body, when a disease enters your body and your body starts to attack that disease, and it's not attacking it, it's trying to get rid of that disease. But the way they enter these shots into your system is like your body can't find it. And then what your body would do, your body is called inflammation. You know what I'm saying? Inflammation comes out in different ways. Like when you get sores on your body, those little pus sores and stuff like that, that's the inflammation.
Oh, so
that's your body trying to fight stuff off.
Mm. Okay.
So what the shot does, it causes inflammation in your body, and inflammation can come out as allergies. Inflammation can come out as even it gets so worse that over time
triggering the illness
it makes
that
you
already have.
It makes you it causes different types of blood diseases, which can cause people to have anemia. And different stuff like that. So,
I really think that
all the diseases that is going on and the issues that people is having is because of the shots that we're taking in. Now, you know, over time, our body stopped able to generate, being able to regenerate itself. Because, you know, we are able to regenerate ourselves. That's what's happening when you have a scab and it you know, becomes well. Your body is regenerating. So over the years, over the time, you know, your body is steady fighting this one thing that you've been fighting all your life and you didn't even know that you were fighting, because every year it comes out in allergies or whatever it is. Your body has been fighting this all its life. You know what I'm saying?
So with that, y'all, research, and I was just going to say, it's very key to research your own body, too. So let's go ahead and bring in our guest, because what our guest has to offer, he's been listening, so I already know he got a lot of feedback, you know what I'm saying, from everything that has been stated. But Ferrante, if you can unmute on your end, because I'm about to bring you in, but I'm going to restate your quote that you stated on the post. And when asked the question, you know, about COVID vaccine and sex, you know, can it be transferred? Ferrante, your quote was, "I am unaware of any drugs or treatments being transferred from person to person. According to holistic science, man is the builder of his own disease from his own habits and environmental conditions. Cognition is a medical theory. I can't transfer fat to you, causing you to become fat. Each individual produces their own sickness from their own lifestyle, habits, and environmental conditions. Some habits and environmental conditions often present the same symptoms and effects." Now, with that being said, the whole, you know, Auntie LJ, and, you know, the reply to that was, you know, when you catch a common cold, you know, from your lover or something like that, someone you're in close quarters with, you catch a common, you know, such as syphilis, such as HIV, you know, all of this shit is transferred through sex. So how can this be any different? Ferrante, Mike, it's okay.
Hey, how you doing? You doing all right?
Yes.
Excellent. I was listening to a lot. Yes. Someone was on a roll there. That last young lady, she was on a roll teaching us about health.
Mary
man.
Fox.
I love her mindset. Yes.
I was going to say also, before you start, I was going to say that, you know, it also depends on your body, you know, if your defenses, if your body's defenses is up or if your body defenses is low. And that's the reason that they're trying to lower your defenses, because you're susceptible to anything.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Well, I want to thank y'all for allowing me to be up here, and everyone who's listening, thank you for inviting me to come up here and talk about this. This is my passion about health.
Awesome.
I have been studying it for a long time. I want to just share a little bit about natural hygiene and its concepts. Once you understand natural hygiene, it'll help you better understand what's going on in this world, what's going on in our bodies. Natural hygiene is a natural science of the holistic modalities. And what we believe in a theory called the toxemia theory. The medical doctors believe in this germ theory. And even other holistic practitioners still believe that they'll say that the body heal itself, but they'll still try to cure the body or help aid the body in healing itself when, in fact, it is actually meddling and getting in the way of the body's ability to do its work of detoxification or elimination or what we call drainage. Like the young lady said when she said this pus coming out of you and all this stuff, that's drainage. That's ulceration. That's after the body has grouped up and accumulated all the toxins and now it's throwing them out of the body. You might cough it out. You might sneeze it out. But that's what the common cold is. It's just an elimination of toxins. That's not something you catch from a lover or catch from somebody else. You can get it when no one else is around you. You eat something or do something. They say you can catch it from being out into the night air and letting the body drain itself of energy, you know, or being out in water too long. Anything can produce the symptoms of a detox or elimination. So it's not a catching something from anybody. There is nothing to catch. And disease is not something that is an attack on the body. It's the body action freeing itself of toxins. You're sneezing out, you're coughing out, you're sweating out, you're diarrheaing out, you're regurgitating out. So every drainage is the body's action of throwing off this waste. Now, if the waste don't get coughed out or sneezed out or regurgitated out or even diarrheaed out or anything like that, then guess what happens? It accumulates in the body and become a more chronic issue. Because that accumulated toxins that haven't been drained out produces inflammation, produces your ulceration, and then eventually a hardening, or those cancers that we build up with tumors and stuff to keep barrier to these toxins. So the whole objective is to allow the body to go through these cycles of cleansing that we're going through. It's just that when we go to these medical doctors, they're interfering and maltreating the patient and causing death to them and hyping it up as some so-called COVID situation. But to the fact of us transferring it to one another, there is no transferring of viruses and diseases. I know it may be an illusion that this is happening when we hear about, sexually transmitted diseases are contagious diseases. Well, then we have to ask that question. If these certain diseases are only transferred through sex, well, how did the first case develop? And why are no more cases developing like that? So those two questions right there kill the contagion theory or the sexually transmitted disease theory. But if you listen to the last part of my comment, it was if the conditions are congenial, a person would develop any type of sickness, meaning favorable. If it's right. In the right set of environment, if it's in the right habits of being done, the disease will appear and manifest in that individual life. Now, if it's another person at the bar drinking with me, well, then that joker gonna get drunk too. Because we're in the same place, and we're doing the same exact thing. So when we're saying that we're passing something to somebody, no, they're getting it on their own. It's just that they're getting it in their own time. They didn't get it the same day I get it. They got it when it manifested in themselves, and they were hanging around me doing the same thing. We're eating the same type of food. We're drinking the same type of toxic drinks. We're in the same atmosphere of energy and toxic polluting air and different things of that nature. We're not getting sleep. We're overindulging in sex together. So our drainage route is going to be the route more used and more abused. A lot of people know that when toxins start coming out of the lungs and stuff like that, that's because you probably smoke or burn candles all day long or have some other type of air pollution. So your disease is going to be the most affected area in your body. If I'm trying to get out of a house and it's only availability to get out of this through a wall that I done been beating on and got cracks on it, which one you think I'm going to get out of? I'm not going to go to a brand new wall and try to beat it out to get out of the house. I'm going to go to the one that's already cracked. So the body uses that same wisdom. I'm going to throw off these toxins through a route that's already easily able to throw off. Normally,
exactly.
I send it through the kidneys, I send it through the colon, or I send the waste out through the lungs. But when those organs are damaged or overused and fatigued, then the body has to find abnormal routes. That's when you start developing these acute crises of healing. These are abnormal routes of detoxification or elimination. Now, I would rather go through the front door and get out of here, but when the front door has been locked and stopped by antacids, Tylenols, and all type of other medicines from the doctor, then the body has to find additional routes in which to throw off the toxins, because guess what? The toxins can't live in the body. Now, those toxins are not toxins from without. Those toxins built from within. That's where toxemia comes from. Toxins coming from within must go without, because they can't live. The body can't sustain homeostasis in a toxic, dirty environment. So it's at all time cleaning and neutralizing.
Well, most bodies aren't in homeostasis anyway, correct?
Well, unless you live a natural, hygienic lifestyle.
Right, but how many Americans, how many people really live that lifestyle? Let's be perfectly honest in today's world. This is
and
why
that's
so
why
many
we're
people
out here
are
teaching
being
about
affected.
It.
Right. This is why so many people are being affected. So where you're coming in on a higher diaspora of being able to understand what's really going on, we're speaking to commoners who have no idea of what you're really breaking down on the level that you're breaking it down. So could you maybe explain it more on a day-to-day level? Because I get what you're saying. I understand homeostasis. I understand the body being in balance and all that good stuff. But you may have somebody on here that's like, what the hell is homeostasis? Okay, so homeostasis is the balance of the body. What he's giving up is basically, no, you don't catch things. You activate things in your body from not being in homeostasis, which is in perfect balance for your ecosystem
I
of your body.
I love that you're saying that. I love that y'all are mentioning this, because even with HIV, do you really contract
right.
it, or is it your, oh, my God, powerful.
Everyone actually have HIV in their body, man. Every virus, germ, there is, everybody have it. It's just not detectable in certain individuals because their lifestyles don't project its rapid growth.
Don't allow it. Your lifestyle,
right.
Your body isn't weak. You only get sick when your body is weak. This is why I keep telling y'all, push the elderberry, push the zinc, because zinc protects your body from viruses. Elderberry protects your viruses, your body from bacteria. Vitamin
and
C.
And I actually learned that elderberry stops stuff from generating. It stops stuff from multiplying in your system.
Yes.
What about people who can't get elderberry? What about before somebody came up with elderberry? How was individuals living a hygienic lifestyle and sustaining themselves? Even though I know you're saying that, that's still in the mind of palliation and suppression or trying to curse the body. All we really have to do is get in line with natural hygiene, and it will show you how to allow your body to self-sustain itself. Now, if you were telling me to put it in a concept where individuals can understand, let's go bare block with this thing, because still using stuff is like using the Orkin man to come and spray for roaches. Let's say that you have a trash can, and two trash cans, one that have never been used, brand new, and then you got one that is you've been used, and people throwing chicken bones in there, people throwing old, bags of popcorn and all type of other so-called trash in the trash can, and we put tops and lids on those trash cans, and we go away for a month and come back and open those trash cans. Yeah. Guess what's going to happen when we open those trash cans?
The bacteria poop is going to be alive and well, and it is going to stink because
in which one?
We don't stink. Bacteria poop on our bodies.
In which one,
though? In the one that's
in which
got
one?
All
the one
of
that's full.
Chicken bones.
Now,
the
what
one
about
that's
the one
got
that's
the chicken
empty?
Bones and the popcorn. It's
okay, now,
like
what about
what
the one that's
made of? The one that is empty will smell like what it's made of. So if it's made
okay,
out of
so
plastic,
would there be any
like
parasites
plastic.
In it? Would it be any parasites in there?
Oh, heck yeah.
It'll be
in
some
the clean
parasites,
one.
But the parasites, in the clean
I'll
one, there'll be, no, in the clean one, there will be parasites, but there will be minimum parasites due to the air that it's been available to receiving. It won't
I've done
be
the study, and I've seen where it's nothing would be in there. Not nail one of them, because you got to think about it. The lid was on top of it.
Oh, you said it lived on it. I missed that part.
Right.
Okay.
Now, let's say this.
Because air brings bacteria, too. Regular air has bacteria in it.
But even if that was the case, they would not be able to live in an environment that don't produce them food. They'd be dead over there in that trash can.
Right.
Because they got to have food, too. They can't just be over in a clean trash can with no food.
Here.
They'd be dead.
Right.
Their food is the decaying matter.
In order for bacteria to stink. Because the
but
bacteria
their food
shit,
is decaying matter.
That's what stinks.
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
their food
that's
is decaying matter.
That's a good place to see it. But I saw a person. What about this guy? I see this guy who said that he's a breatharian, where he just lives on breathing every day. He don't eat. He just live off his breath.
Well, I know there's a condition for
thing in your body, so. I can
I'm
going
to say it like this, according to...
I'm just saying, when he made that, you know, analysis, it made me think about this guy who said he's a breatharian. But I totally get what you're saying. And I think the solution to that is that, you know, we got a lot of lazy people who have never exercised a day in their life. They need to get up, start walking. They need to move around. And we definitely need to stop because... because breathing is the most necessity thing that we have in life. We need to stop covering our breath where we can't breathe. We're causing ourselves to, you know, have issues with our body because that breath, that's necessity. That's life.
And not only about teaching them to breathe, they have to get out into the open air to breathe. A lot of people are shut up in homes that are recycling old stale air, and they're burning candles. They're burning incense. They got air fresheners, air wicks in the can in the
fresh
sockets.
Air is necessity for life. Even if you're a dentist knows that your teeth even needs air. Like if you keep your mouth closed all the time, you're fucking up your teeth. Your teeth need air.
But I'm really asking the caller to focus in on what we're talking about in regards to the transmission during covert, because I've posted and I sent Keith on some stuff, and I also pulled up some stuff from what the World Health Organization and different people are talking about in the regards. And I'm going to tell you this. The yoni is one of the most toxic things on the body outside of your anus and your mouth for a woman. Okay, so... it's a whole lot of stuff being transferred. But we need to, can you touch
on how you
use
it?
As far as what the
show is going
on.
There is no transferring of anything. If you listen, if you can just listen to what I was finishing up on the trash can theory, where you can really vision it in your mind if you can kind of see. If you take worms from the one that is putrefying with all that waste and flies and maggots and put it in the clean one and put a top on that. And when you come back a month later, they'll be dead in there. So in other words, even if so-called viruses was to so-called be transferred over there, even though that's not even true, they would die in a clean environment if you were clean, if the environment wasn't suitable. But you're creating the same – if you go into – area that is hot, both of y'all are going to sweat. It's not just going to be one person sweat, but somebody might sweat more than the other. Somebody might sweat a little later than the other person, but we're not going to say that, well, his sweating caused me to start sweating. No, it's because the condition came about in my body, immune system, my vitality. Yeah, you're in there. It's just that your body is going to react in its own due time, in its own due situation, under its own circumstances. But it's going to react to the conditions, in other words. Now, also, if we look at it, when anything come into the human body, the immune system, the liver, and the lymphatic tissue and all this type of stuff, they interact and bound that intruder. They render that intruder useless and mingle it with mucus. And then it stores it in, like, a lot of them is engulfed with macrocytes and macrophages and different other parts, leukocytes and different things that engulf and, render those toxins less harmful to the body. Mm-hmm. And they're stored in our lymphatic lymph nodes, where sometimes they may swell and stuff like that if the toxins are huge in numbers. But after that, those viruses are inactive. They're of no use. So how, when they are eliminated out of your body, they can reactivate themselves and cause another person that comes in contact with it to get something? That's even when you're coughing it out, when it's being drained from your throat and nose and eyes and ears and stuff, because that's where a lot of the drainage come from, your adenoids and your tonsils. And so it's being drained out, but it's being drained out after it has been neutralized, deactivated, and engulfed, yes, and split apart and killed. So how can it become back
more
active now?
Okay.
Why?
The way that the scientists have set this up, because we're not dealing with nature with covert. Let's get that very clear. We're not dealing with nature.
And the
with
stress
covert
that they're putting on us, too,
so,
is a very big factor.
What they're doing with covert is this rhino technology is put into your body to confuse even your white blood cells. It is mirroring your natural cells. So this is how they're able to manipulate what the body would normally do to what the body
can't manipulate the immune system.
Triggered.
They can't manipulate the immune system. But there are different things
in the air, like they got the barium and the aluminum coming in the air.
I disagree with you with that.
I know you might, but what I'm saying is the immune system will.
Am I muted? In a minute.
No, we hear you.
Okay, y'all can hear me? Okay. Okay, just because we have a lot of callers and we have a huge audience, you guys, you know, just the talking over each other, guys, if we can please control that. Go ahead. Can you, in your statement, can you also tell us from your perspective what is COVID?
Well, first of all, like I said, the immune system, it's nothing stronger than the immune system out here. Now, COVID is a concept that these folks is bringing out here to do some gene therapy. It's not even something going on out here, except for we're catching the flu and pneumonia. Just like the young lady said, the condition of the world right now is just on steroids. You know, these people have been eating a bunch of fast chicken, been eating a bunch of other toxic stuff. Now, those stuff got to come up out of us. They're not just going to stay inside of us. They're coming out. They're coming out really strong because we've been putting, like she said, a bunch of heavy metals in our body from eating all this new additives and preservatives and food and different stuff. All that stuff is coming out, and it's coming out really harmful or, like, trumped up. So that's why we're under this condition that doesn't look familiar like these other conditions. But if you look at it, they say people are still having mild symptoms, some people not having no symptoms, even though they're testing positive for a so-called virus. And I don't understand how they can test for a so-called virus, because all these different tests are – have a different detectability strength, and what are they detecting? Because they haven't isolated anything. They haven't isolated anything to no virus to say that this is the virus that's lead to something. There is no isolation. It's not in its purest form to say, hey, that's the virus known as such and such. So we don't even know what they're detecting. They're just detecting a probably mucus in a certain enzyme being produced by your body and calling it a virus. Now, nonetheless, when these people, anytime that they inject anything into your body, I don't care what it is, and this most of this vaccine, like you say, is nanotechnology, a bunch of other, and not even just the nanotechnology, just fatty lipid acid, got all these different mercury, all type of other proteins
animals.
And stuff like that.
It's got
and
animals
all kind of
in
stuff.
It that are foreign to the body. It's got all
right.
kind of fetal DNA that's
dead,
foreign
baby.
To your particular body. It's got all kind of chemicals in it
it's
that
also
is foreign
your
to your
system.
Natural body. Right.
And
so
right.
if your
and
body's
the,
already weakened,
constantly
it will
over time
what's weakened.
To shorten our lifespan.
It won't attract. It just can't
right.
defend itself from it. It won't. It never attract. It's just if your body can't defend
I said
itself
attack.
From.
I didn't
oh,
say
oh.
attract. I said attack
oh, okay.
your natural body.
Okay.
Like I get everything that he's saying because I get everything that he's saying because you know naturally. Let me go back, y'all.
If you see, if you see
Hold
the,
on,
po-
that's the
if you see the,
statement, so. Go ahead.
If you pay attention, if you won't see no one dying outside of the medical field with this COVID thing. You in our practice, we had people come here sniffling and sneezing and all type of other stuff, all the NyQuil stuff that you get from this COVID. You know, it can't rest. And we show them how to eat, show them how to breathe, show them how to go out and get sunlight, show them how to get rest, you know, show them how to maintain normal temperatures,
and
everything to build
saying.
Up their energy. And they,
Mary.
They
exactly.
them disappear in less than a couple of hours. But now... The individual
yes,
who goes to the doctor don't address
Mary,
go ahead, go
you
ahead.
Just cut them off, baby.
They don't address.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they don't address the causes of disease, which is the lifestyle habits in the environment, like we do. You don't hear nobody laying up in the house and dying from COVID. Only after they go and get medical treatment and then sent back to the house do they die. But you don't see bums on the corner.
Right.
I'm sure some of them should have been attracted this so-called COVID by now, but you don't see them dying on the street either.
Mm-mm.
So that's why I'm
At
saying
all.
It's only after maltreatment and the procedures of these so-called CDC guidelines and the doctor having to follow them, otherwise he's not going to get paid. So that's what's
so
creating the scare along with the news. Hmm?
Is it all a mind fuck at the end of the day?
Well, you
exactly.
got these laboratories that don't get
spread.
Funding. These laboratories need funding, man. That's what we don't get. See,
exactly.
I studied science a long time.
And these, will tell you that.
Yeah, these laboratories that's out here producing these toxicologists and stuff, because that's how medicine is produced anyhow, through toxicology. They find out what's the toxic substance and how much it takes for you to kill you and how much it takes just to get a general response from the body. If the person take it in this dose, it'll kill them outright. If they take it in this dose, it'll only cause a mild diarrhea, or it might suspend, slow down the blood flow or something like that. So toxicology reports is what produce new drugs, and that's how the medical doctors and the pharmacies use toxins to so-called suppress and palliate our symptoms of detoxification or slow down what the body is naturally doing to throw off toxins or to bring us back into what she said homeostasis to rebalance our body. But at the end of the day, these laboratories, they require money, funding. If they don't have it, I don't know if you remember back in the days when you look at the news, they say, well, there's a cure on the horizon for cancer, this new STEM research or something like that, but you'll never hear no more about it. And then they say, we just need more funding dollars. They're looking for more funding dollars, so donate. And then the next year, you'll hear about it again. And then the next year, it's a new concept that may very well be the thing to solve all our cancer issues. They always come with some type of hyped up story to get funding from you. But when they don't get funding, then they got to come up with something else. Just like the police officers, they'll call you on the phone and say, hey, you want to donate to our thing? And everybody hang up in their face. Mm. So guess what they do? They just start pulling people over and just getting money from them. So they strong-arm the money when they can't get it from you freely. So they haven't been getting money freely from these laboratories, and so now they're strong-arming the money from the government and us through these so-called delusions of pandemics and epidemics that they're throwing out into the world to cause fear and get this aid. And because guess what? We gave them all our money when this thing came out. Man, who paid for the corona the vaccine yet? Now, you got to think that there's somebody got to be paying a bill. So these folks getting money uninterrupted now for everybody who get a shot. So you think they're not going to pass that thing on and lobby to make it where everyone has to do it? You got to think about it.
So with
that's
that,
I have a question for him.
Okay. Auntie LJ, if you don't mind, hold your question real quick. Just to let you guys know, bringing your body back.
You said hold on.
Space,
so I'm holding on.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on real quick. Hold your question, I mean, real quick. I just want to – Ferrante is a national health expert at Savannah. Go ahead and tell us about what you do, Ferrante, and how people can get in contact with you and your what you and your family offer.
All right. I'm a hygiophysician out of Savannah, a natural orthopathic practitioner. We teach natural hygiene as our main focus of study with repairing the body from health issues using natural hygiene. Natural hygiene is a science that only identifies the cause of a person's situation, such as what their habits are, what their conditions are. You know, like how the young lady was saying, everybody is in a different state, so they under certain conditions, even that can cause them, their state can be producing their disease. It might have to pick up and move and go somewhere else. So we look at every aspect of the individual, their sex life, their working life, and all those things. We see where they're wasting and draining themselves of energy that will no longer be there to protect them in their life and sustain them. So we teach them how to build that energy back up. We show them what to eat and align, in other words, aligning themselves back up with natural hygiene, which this teaches the ways to health, which we call them the 10 ways of health. But we're located right here out of Savannah. Our number is 912-227-9335. Since this COVID thing, we are willing to do more over the phone and over, you know, video to help people, because we don't have to have you in our we don't have to have you. We won't send you no type of drugs. We won't send you no type of herbs or anything like that, because we believe that the body heals itself when it's in the right conditions. You can get all the vitamins and minerals and nutrients you need from the foods you eat if you're eating the foods that are high in vitamins and minerals. There need no supplementation when you're eating an ideal food source. Now, if you're going to eat something that is not ideal, then, yes, you might have to supplement your diet. But there's no supplementation needed when the diet is adequate. So we're going to give you an adequate diet. Yes, well, you don't need to use anything. We're going to make sure that you're understanding in what's in your environment that's producing your health, because we are unaware a lot of the times when we are going about our normal daily habit and you know, with the society, we are unaware that, you know, the air wicks in the corner of the house is producing my sickness, or that little air wick in my window in my airflow in the car. All that is taking away my oxygen and producing toxins, chemical poisons going into my body from the air that I'm breathing. So that's weakening me over a period of time. You know, I got to tell a lot of people, you know, the alcoholic know what's causing him to get sick. Even the crackhead know what's causing him to get high. It's just that the man at the buffet never realizes that his overindulgence in food is producing his disease. And that's where a lot of us are suffering from, because we don't know how to eat properly. We don't know what proper nutrition is, how to eat our food in the right combination. So that's what we've been doing for the last 10 years. We've been practicing in like probably over the last 18 years, but natural hygiene we incorporated into our business, and from there, man, everyone who've come to us have renewed their body back to health in record time, faster than anything. Matter of fact, we abandoned all other practices just to practice natural hygiene. And I wish that every man learn about it, you know, learn about its how it relate to us, period. So with that being said, I don't know what else you want me to share with you. I could tell a little bit about
it.
Well, okay, great.
LJ had a question. I kind of lost it in
the
way.
Mary.
But what I would like to say in the regards to what you just shared, people who have heart problems, implement dandelion tea into your system, and it will help your heart. People who are dealing with diabetes, implement celery and start making celery water to clean your liver so that your pancreas can create the insulin for your liver to absorb that will allow your natural body to put your sugars back in proper balance. They're giving you all of these medicines that cause you to have side effects that cause you to have issues. Now, what I wanted to run back to was the topic at hand, which is sex. Can this virus be transferred through sex? We already know that people are not eating right. We already know that most human bodies are out of homeostasis. So if your body's out of homeostasis and this is a mucous membrane, quote-unquote, situation, then your head is vulnerable to this thing because you battle with allergies and asthma and all of this stuff because you're out of homeostasis. Your eyes have mucus. Your nose has mucus. Your ears have mucus. Your mouth has mucus. Your yoni has mucus. Your phallus has mucus. A matter of fact, the male penis sucks before it spits. So these are a lot of your anus has mucus. So these are a lot of ways that these mucus membranes are being shared from body to body, person to person, in unstable ecosystems of individuals. So scientifically, yes, if you're out of homeostasis and you're indulging in sex where you are transferring mucous membranes, you can transfer this quote-unquote virus from person to person.
I'm still going to have to disagree because, like I said, even if... No, that's not scientific fact. That's a theory.
That's scientifically proven.
No, that's theory.
It's
because if you think about it, if a person is that toxic, they're going to create it anyhow.
Transferring AIDS is theory.
No,
transferring HIV is theory.
Yeah, but they're going to get that anyhow. If they're toxic and mucus all over the place and got poisons all in their body, they're going to get the COVID if they have sex or don't have sex. So sex is just a thing that's there at the time. That don't mean that they're going. The sex is what catapulted to them. They was going to get it regardless, you know. So
case
I wouldn't say that's a scientific fact.
It's more prevalent than it is not, because we're dealing with non-stable bodies already.
Right. So they're going to get it regardless. So if y'all ate Chico sticks together, y'all would still get it. So you're going to say the Chico Sixes was causing them to get transferred?
No.
If they were sitting there eating cucumbers together, they'd still get it if their bodies in that situation.
So hold on. If y'all don't mind me jumping in real quick.
And I'm eating the same other side of the noodle means that we're closer in proximity of giving this space more probability of coming to pass.
Okay.
Because we're close in proximity.
All right, so with
again,
that,
we don't catch viruses. We activate the virus.
See. All right. So
I'm just
with that,
giving raw third grade science. It ain't rocket science. It's common sense.
I mean, I totally get it, but, you know, we need everybody's viewpoints in here. You know, so, Ferrante, okay, let me just say it like this. What I'm hearing from all of you is that, you know, just to be careful for yourself. First of all, look out for yourself. Be careful for yourself. Be sure that you are in alignment in your natural, as far as the natural state. Make sure you're taking care of yourself holistically and all of that. And then when it comes to sex, if you agree or if you disagree, you know, just use the proper precaution, you know, to protect yourself, you know, because sometimes we may not know what we're laying down with. That's what I'm getting.
Well, the irony of that,
well,
all of the studies that I sent you in the background, all of those studies are coming up that you're not even necessarily getting it. You know, you say put a rubber on, you protect yourself from sex. If you read what I sent you, they're not telling you about the penetration of the phallus and the yoni. They're telling you that it's coming from your head, breathing one another's breaths during sex, kissing during sex. The mucosal level
trust
of
science.
It is where it's being
not medical science.
I don't trust.
But we're,
I don't trust science,
but we're
at
physically
all.
Walking, breathing science. You as an individual,
but that's not
are
medical
science.
Science. Medical science and natural science
so.
Is two different things.
Yeah, they,
okay, Fumante, can you
and I actually get both
Mary
sides
Fox,
of
on,
it.
Real, hold
and,
on, Mary Fox, real quick, because, oh, no, Mary Fox, hold on. Love, I love you, but hold on. Fumante, I would like for you to answer my question as far as the precaution, what, as a suggestive, what one could do.
Well, I would suggest if you see somebody, if somebody has you know if somebody's sick, because if the virus is the cause of an issue, they should manifest the symptoms if that is the cause. If the virus is the cause, then everyone who takes the virus should be sick, according to so-called science. If you look up the Cox theory, look up the Cox theory, and it'll tell you, if you believe in science, look up the Cox theory. And if you study that, you'll see that this whole thing is a lie that's going on right now. If you just Google Cox theory, K-O-C-H-S theory, and that'll tell you, it explains all about if something is caused by something, it got to be produced, the same symptoms got to be uniform in everybody who's infected with it, and you got to be able to isolate that out of a person and culture it in the laboratory, and then inject it into another person and produce the same symptoms in them. They have not done that with this. But nonetheless, if a person is sick and coughing and sneezing and all type of stuff, I don't want to have sex with them anyhow. I can't have nobody coughing and sneezing on me in the first again.
Right.
You know, around there burning up and can't hardly breathe and stuff like that. I'm about to be pouncing on them.
The show's about to cut off, guys. You literally got seconds to call in. The number is 929-477-3423. Joanne, if anybody want to continue to listen, 929-477-3423, or you can catch the broadcast after we're done in about an hour. But the show's about to cut off, guys, so now's the time to call in. You do not have to press 1. Mary Fox, you have a statement.
Yes, definitely. I wanted to say that I understand both sides of it, you know what I'm saying? And I understand what he's saying when he's saying heal yourself in the right conditions. And I totally understand what he's saying about the vaccinations and stuff, because you have to look at it. When they had the Black Plague or anything that they had or that has happened, the only cure was taken from someone whose body was not affected by that disease. So the only cure was taken from that, and then within using that, they are able to control. Okay, we can give it to this person. They're able to control the diseases. You know what I'm saying? From the beginning of this, I think even the government was saying that, you know, this is like an experiment, you know?
Yep.
And Trump mentioned it. And also, because he was like, well, why y'all didn't tell me? Because I'm sitting up here, you know, saying stuff and y'all ain't telling me that this is an experiment, first of all. And then how in the hell, y'all have to realize, how in the hell is they going to tell everybody that everybody is susceptible to it, you know, everybody is going to get it, but you know, they're not going to have the symptoms. How do they know that? If they hadn't studied it already, how did they know that? They knew that because they gave it to everybody, whether they did it in the water or whatever their transmissions was. they gave it to everybody and then tell everybody, well, you're going to have it, but you're not going to have symptoms of it. So how did they know that if this was something that, you know, just popped up out the air? How did they know that, first of all? Then, secondly, everybody knows because the doctors, not only the doctors, the nurses, everybody in the hospital has gotten out and warned the people to let them know that this is all about money. Now, they can only go so far because, you know, everybody has a family. They got to do what they got to do to survive. But nevertheless, there have been people who have told you. Now, if the media covered it up and you believe that because the media covered it up that that's not true, when these people gave their lives or their lifeline with their jobs to let you know that this was about money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This was about them getting money.
At the end of the day. And you have to do
now,
your
what
own
they,
research
what they, hold
for
up, hold
you
up,
as an
LJ,
individual.
Hold up, LJ. Now,
go ahead.
The biggest thing is happening, and I think also with when LJ is speaking on about when people are having sex and then they feel like all of a sudden they have symptoms or whatever or they're scared to – and that's living in fear when you're afraid to go have sex with a person who has been vaccinated. That's your personal stuff that you have going on that you have to figure out for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because all in all, what people is not realizing is the stress that they putting on everybody. Do you know
right.
that stress goes to your body? Stress. Stress come up in so many ways and diseases and everything that people is not even realizing. Their immune system is lowered because of stress. When these
and
people are telling you that
stress.
You can't go to work, you can't
and
go
fear.
Outside and you do all this, they just put you in a stressful situation. So your immune system has lowered because you are stressed.
That's
everybody
right.
is stressed.
Look at that, y'all.
So
look
now you're susceptible to anything that they are putting in the air. I have been researching and I've been watching what they've been doing. With this thing, when the story first came out and broke that, I can't think of his name right now, but the little white guy wanted to, you know, block the sun. And they was how they was going to do that, they was doing that with chemicals. They was doing it, putting different stuff in the air that they know is already is going to cause people to have issues. So they've been doing this since 2018. The end of 2018, come to 2019, a year after that, then now they want to use their fear tactic that they do in every election. Every election there's a pandemic or epidemic or something, every election. So this is all something that they built up to, that they planned, you know. And because the people are programmed and refuse to believe, you know, that, okay, they want to call people conspiracy theorists and stuff. But no, because people has refused to keep the veil over their eyes and see the truth, you can't just discount what these people are saying, what everybody is saying, even the doctors is saying. So the media is playing
too.
A bigger part in keeping people, you know what I'm saying, their minds closed to and they're so used to believing what the doctors say. They're so used to, you know, going along with this governmental stuff, with everything, that they don't know what to do. They stress.
Hold on.
They don't want to they don't have the money to sit at home and their kids, and they don't, I mean, it's stress. It's all about
y'all know what.
And when
you
have to think about when you get through with a person, having sex with a person, your mind, sometimes women minds start to stress because they be like, damn, did I give it to him? Was I supposed to give
hold
it to
on,
him?
I'm sorry.
All this.
Okay, hold on. Let's bring Eternal in, guys. I forgot Eternal. was here, but let me make a statement before I bring Eternal in. Eternal, go ahead and unmute for me. I have a dear friend, you guys, dear friend, and I mean, I had to stop judging people, you know, and like calling them ignorant or dumb or whatever, you know, as I was doing when they was first getting a vaccine. You know, I was on that conscious shit, so yeah, all they dumb right. And look at that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I had to stop that because my loved ones started getting a vaccine, y'all, and I'm like, well, my brother got it, and I'm like, okay, whoa, you know, so. In that, I compassionately was talking to one of my dear friends the other day, and she looked at me, and she did not want to get the shot, y'all. She knew everything. She knew everything about it. She knew that it was dangerous. She knew it all. The only reason why she got the shot was to please her daddy. One of my other friends got the shot. Hurt my heart. One of my other friends years in. Why didn't you get the shot, bro? You already know what time it is, bro. Why you get the shot? Are you seriously, bro? Man, my grandma, she wanted me, my grandma, you know. So my heart hurts, you know, for these people. You know, I forgot what point I was going to make with that, but they're getting this shot, y'all, to please the family, and the shit hurts. So, yeah, I said that I wanted to bring Eternal in. Go ahead, Eternal. Peace. The topic is COVID-19, sex transference, COVID-19. You got here late, but pretty much, you know, there's agree to disagree on the transference of it. So your thoughts on the whole topic and what you're saying in the background. Peace.
Peace. Greetings. Greetings. How y'all doing today?
Greetings. Good.
Doing great.
Pray. We're speaking past and present. How does present become a gift? Well, you got to know your past. In order for you to know your past, you got to go through it. Some of us haven't went through it, and so we get this hallucination, feeling that we stress our stressors because the body goes through stress. Now, of course, the message is the massage, but do we really get an average massage? Now, there's different types of way of massaging your head to your feet. We just don't do them. And so now Reiki is like the only thing that most people know to chiropractic. And now Shiatsu gets a bad name just as much as people stepping on your back. Now, of course, how they step on your back is how much do they step on their own? This is the course of what we have to now do, heal each other with reflexology. We are now having more fear to touch an average person that when we put the mask on our face, we can't even speak properly. And then, of course, we don't see, hear, taste, touch, or feel you. Yet mental is you as it is me, mental. We're a guide and a guidance. So how do we use your guidance? By becoming small as a mushroom. And because we don't have that mental thought to physically come back and counteract all these other thoughts, your act becomes more of the act versus the action. So what do we got to do but be stepping in action like the hero of Haru? And as a Haru, 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 we make sounds and vibrations of that radiation that we say is radiant. As we are the radiant people running around with Ra in our body. Kor-Ra, as in corona, could be as we're drinking too much and causes yeast infection into the womb as we want to go inside like the tomb. Wrong thing, though, is we cause infection to affection. And, of course, yes, everybody will get it if we keep doing what we're doing. So now, how do we stop screwing? We become unscrewing in our thoughts, mentally, physically, and spiritually. How do you get to your higher self if you haven't met it yet? Soon you will, though. You have to go inside. It's what we call death and depth. Some of us haven't taken that road yet to call it a trip. You have to go to South America, though, to get it, even though it's not just in South America. You can get it in D.C. You can get it in Georgia. You just got to be in more ceremonial pieces to going past Christianity, because Christianity wasn't here before all these other things that we would call religious, as in how you are to yourself. We became religion to ourselves, that now the science is your conscience. But if you're unconscious, then this is your science also. So now how do we unconsciously have sex with anybody? I don't think so. Even to subconsciously, not even that either. Now, how do you get to a supra? Finding out those who eat like you. If not, you've been rocking around the wrong person and being around the wrong person, and this is why you feel like everything's wrong. But there's also three lefts to a right. So how is your right to your left? Because there's also three rights to your left. might not be a wrong to it. It's just a different way of looking at it, how we view it, circle, square, and triangle. A lot of us are using cardinal, mutable, or fixed ways of thinking, talking, actions. But these are the trinity that we was created to have trinity. This is why you wanted to come back and now experience yourself all over again. Yet you have to do it through memory. Not just remembery and not just memory. All three plus four in the thoughts. How do you walk through a door? Through your thoughts. You have to mentally, visually think of going through the door and not stress it as you walk through and not knowing what the view is as you walk through to see too, not just you, the verses, as we say, universes of things that we've seen so much, but now it could be called, as we call it, curses, to how you see these curves and one who has nerves to do it. Your nerves are to be not just a nervous system, but knowing how to work your system, not a cyst being a host in the body, but knowing the cyst as an assist in the system. You are an assistant. We all have different types of ways and views of these assistances. So now we can actually see what dimension is, as we say dimension. It's not just time and space without speed. So the speed is our mind, and how we open back to the speed of our mind is to actually climb back to the mountain of time that we maintain as the mountainous border being youth. So as water being youth, you have to know how to bend fire, earth, air, and rain. We call it fear of everything. Atmosphere, atomsphere, and now we name everything. Yet is it naming everything or not knowing how to contain it? So you now name it, but contain it as you aim it to someone else or disclaim it for someone else. We're all in the reign of arranging ourselves. Just that do we see the derange of ourselves as arranged to ourselves? It's still raw. It's just with an ang as you angle yourself. Could be how you dangle yourself or how you hang. Really, you should be maintaining because even hang is a strange fruit. So are you eating what you should be? They say your zodiac is a part of it too. If not, what is the blood type that you view as you eat that too?
Hello.
So you could be all of what you Hello. Eat as they say you are what you eat. So now, do you really eat meat or do you know ma'at? See, ma'at is only going to bring you balance to what you're supposed to be in the first place. We call it ten and net backwards. So your ENT is your entertainment of how you entertain your tame of tainment. We're in a point of zoo, but zoo is not just zoo. It's also zodiac, as in zodiac. So if you don't know your will, it's also how you put your body back into a will to kill. This is the Ankh-il and Ankh-el. And we call it Aquarius. So time to know is I know. So now here we go. Getting back from what we saw, be and believe and being live, Eve, and didn't see the Eden. So what are we really eating as seven being heaven? As we say, it's scared of six because six is so spirituality. Not seeing five as physicality or four because it's in fear of fire, earth, air, and river near. And we call it fear on everything. As three is just a trinity to this one, two of what we do as in mother and father. And now, of course, you, the child, being childish or childlike as you view. What is it that you view? The interview or view as a ton, being tunnel. And then that tunnel is also, do you find your L? Because when you do, it could be a spell how you put that F in U and F U in L. This is where the rid of L has been a riddle to all these things that we couldn't tell from our own head, as in head and tails. So are you telling yourself as you're reveling yourself, or is it eveling yourself as you're evil, as in live backwards? This is where the devil comes from, is in your lived past. Now you're so much strong of the past, you've been here for who knows, I don't know. But now is your time to know, as you know, your nowness. We're in a Taurus season right now. As we came out of the head and going through the throat, as we know the throat is also connected to your nose, and your nose is connected to how you know or you don't know. So as you know, then you knows it. But if not, then you don't knows it. This is why the nose is also know and also ledge. Know your ledge. If not, this is what you've been pledging as you pledge. P with a ledge, with a L-E backwards, if you couldn't see. How the D is with the G and the E. Your energy is how you use it. So it's E with motion. If not, then it's just motion without the ocean. And how Oshun might have you soon in desire, and you didn't see what is will and how you kill it. So how do you reveal it? Is it white turning into yellow? Because that's where it pales itself. And now we reveal ourselves. not water, but also could be weak from the mist instead of the whole pour. See, some people think you're poor, but really it's you're pure. If you know how not to ignore your ancestors, the ancestors been here before. Only thing is, do you still see the view? It's the V with an I and an E with an ooh. Can you see
though? Tomorrow, chef.
That's just me with an M-E, simply.
Come on, Eternal.
Tomorrow's show, y'all, is ancestral communication. Come on, y'all.
We're
going to talk about that tomorrow.
All
right,
I
y'all.
I just want to jump in right quick before we end.
And we're going to wrap up, too.
The whole thing on the concept of this show is my focus is the Rhino technology. They're finding ways in which to put it in your system and make your system confused. So now your system, your white lymphatic, white blood cells don't fight it because it mimics what you are. So your cells see it. They are like, who the hell is this? And then they get the energy of, oh, that's me. It's okay to stay because this technology is mirroring who we are when we allow it in our system. However you get it in the system. They're calling this thing a virus. However, they're only calling it a virus to cover it under the CDC for you not to be able to sue them for it. However, it's not a virus. It's an experiment. The Rhino technology is mimicking ourselves, okay? And this is science. And I say all the time, all science ain't good science. Just because you can create it doesn't mean it has to be in creation. But it's probable and it's possible. And we have people that will manipulate that game and bring it into society through the sciences, like the guest speaker said, using our money, using our energy, using our fears to manifest it in this 3D reality. The problem with us being highly sexual people and everybody knowing that you can't kill baby kids, and who was baby but the black woman? You can't kill her kids because what we call black or what we know ourselves to be indigenous people have always been highly populating people. So this thing here is population control. It's big business. It's fear. It's all of that stuff all put into one ball. So where does sex come in here at? Well, African-Americans and people of color like to have sex. Puerto Ricans have a lot of kids. Chinese people have a lot of kids. Indians have a lot of kids. People of color have a lot of kids. Who are the ones that aren't having kids? The Europeans, the Russians, the Germans, these people are not having a lot of kids. So they want to limit popularization amongst the masses. Here in America, who we're the indigenous people to America, we're the ones that's not getting reparations. We're the ones that's not getting acknowledged. We're still calling ourselves black, so we don't have a flag or a tribe. In that,
what you say?
They're trying to depopulize us. Now, y'all see, they just went and came up with Corona 19. You can't put your hands or speak negative on Chinese people. This stuff went into effect, or the Asiatic people. This went into effect under 30 days. And yet here we are born in West Africa because America is West Africa. Go back and study Pangea. Here we are born on this land. We didn't all come on ships. And yet we can't get anything to protect us from police brutality, from being killed in public with very little repercussions. You know, we got officers murdering people, getting off on second degree charges, and we take that, and then we're okay with that. But Chinese people say, hey, we don't want to be bullied, and we don't want to be felt like that people are going to jump on us because they think we bought coronavirus. And in 30 days, they have a law federally that if you go against them, you're going to have federal charges. Yet us as indigenous people, we can't stop them from raping our kids, raping our women, raping our men, destroying our homes, taking the black man out of the household. We can't get anything on that. So I'm just shining light here to what we're really dealing with. Why are the indigenous people of West Africa that's now called America still not able to get anything for us, but Chinese people can say, hey, we didn't bring coronavirus over here, and in 30 days it's a law federally put in place. What I was saying
What's
when I brought
that?
Up this sex and covert, when I brought up sex and covert, I'm not talking about the virus. I'm talking about the technology that's in the virus. Have you noticed that since last year when the 5Gs went up all over the world, sicknesses became more prevalent to this here coronavirus? Now, doctors are telling people that it is influenza 1 and influenza 2, and they're getting ready to sue the CDC. Not too many people know about that. The World Health Organization has a group of doctors worldwide that are getting ready to sue the CDC for the shenanigans that they're putting out on the people. Okay? People are paying attention to that. Everybody in the politics, but they ain't in the politics because that's going to affect politics. America was in the Depression. We didn't have no money. Now we got all these stimulus checks because they're printing more money. Yet the value of the American dollar is becoming little to none worldwide. We're not paying attention that the Chinese are moving in and they're owning parts of America, and we don't even know that they're owning parts of America. Hence why the governor of Texas, Mississippi, and one state up north are becoming their own countries within the country. But we're not paying attention to that because we're scared of COVID-19. Okay, in Canada, China has bought all of the southern part that connects to the U.S. border of Canada. They purchased it from Canada, but we ain't on the politics of Canada, so we don't know that. What I'm saying is that we're becoming a technical people. We're teeter-tottering on no longer being humans, but becoming this rhino technology, which is a microorganism that is being put in our bodies by the shot. And in order for you to get it without the shot, it is going to be transferred through mucous membranes as our cell DNA. It's deeper than surface bullshit. And if we don't pay attention to how they're moving, we're going to be messed up. We've got women who are showing up in statistics that their uteruses are being affected by going and willingly getting this shot, and you're selling your body for $300. I'll sign up and be your test dummy. This rhino technology is affecting the children being born, and now they're allowing women who are carrying babies to receive this shot. But what happens when they get the shot? The rhino technology not only mimics their cells, but the baby is already affected before it's born with this rhino technology. LJ, what is rhino technology? This is technology that somebody's going to be able to sit behind a computer at some point and control your ass because you want a $300 check because you're greedy. Read what I gave y'all in the background. Share that, nephew, on the post, because these people are waking up and government is giving you a set rule to science. However, science doesn't have a set rule. If you're messing with science, then you're messing with alchemy, which means that it is magic. You can create anything if you allow yourself to. So create an immune system in your body as an individual that is in homeostasis where you can walk and get it from the mud and absorb the minerals and leave the waste. Well, how do we do that? We become filters. And we boost our immune systems up high enough that they can filter what we're going to receive and get rid of waste, what we do not need. This is proper homeostasis. But you've got to be careful what you're dealing with, because like AIDS, like herpes, like chickenpox, like shingles, like the common cold, if your body is not in proper homeostasis, you are more susceptible to this stuff. That means are them giving you the illness or exposing you to the illness to see how your body responds. O positive people through the science have been shown to not be affected according to statistics the way that other blood types are being affected. They're calling these people asymptomatic, which means that I might not have been able to taste yesterday. I came in contact with it. I didn't get the shot, so I don't have the rhino technology of it, but I experienced the symptoms of what the viral aspects of it were. You're getting
You're getting the shot
and you're absorbing the rhino technology. Even in your being tested, you're receiving the rhino technology because the swab has the technology on it to give it to you in order to test you to see how it reacts from you in 7 to 10 days of quarantine. When you get tested, you're still getting the rhino technology. When you sign up for the shot, you're still getting the rhino technology. If you just come out into society, you're exposed to the germs. And if you're in proper homeostasis and your immune system is strong enough, you, your body will naturally fight the germ without the electronics or rhino technology being able to get into your system. Where does the sex part come in, LJ? If a person has been exposed to receiving the shot or the testing, the rhino technology was put into that physical body host. I'm bringing it back now. Is brought into that physical body host. And as you're indulging with that mucous membrane of the tears, the sweat, the snot, the lubricant of your body, and you're participating in oral, because most of the things that I've shared in the background, they're not worried about the phallus and the yoni coming together. They're worried about oral sex and oral engagement from the head. Okay, they're worried about the head mucous membrane is what they're saying. And the head has been what they've been worried about the whole time. This is the mask thing. But people are not understanding that we're not having sex with masks on. You're not kissing people. Even your children, if you go and get the shot, but you don't inoculate your child, you're kissing your child. That you put. We're not fearful of covert. We're being aware and not wanting to transfer the rhino technology. That's the case in of today's show.
Okay.
Hey, I wanted
thank
to
you,
share
you,
something
Karun,
if you didn't mind, if we have enough time. This
Is
definitely an experiment. Yeah, I was listening to her, and this is definitely an experiment that's going on. But the only thing about it is I want to just, you know, here be like a comforter to a lot of the people who are listening and those who, you know, I talk with and stuff like that. If we only pay attention to, you know, I know we hear a lot of stuff and we study a lot of stuff, but all we have to do is pay attention to what's really in front of us, and we'll see that they're not going to succeed in what they're doing. There's no way that they can succeed because first of all, we have this system called the immune system, and everybody know it by name and they're aware of it. It's not like it's some stranger to people or anything like that. And this immune system protects our body from all intruders, foreign and domestic. It's like the army of our body and the whole defense system. It protects anything that comes in. Matter of fact, if you get blood pumped in your body from another individual, your body will reject it. Your body rejects anything that is not of its own making. I can take an organ from another individual, and that organ will not work in the individual unless I take medicine to keep my immune system weak, where it won't reject it and fight it and tear it up and throw it out. That's why organ donors was unsuccessfully when they first started with the organ donor. Now they're successful because they make people take medicine to weaken their immune system, where their immune system won't fight it. So even if they put these toxins in our body, they're going to have to continuously do it like how they're coming up now. This is the only way they're going to be successful, when they have us on a regimen where they're saying, well, you got to keep topping yourself off after every 6 months. Okay, now we know that the virus don't work when they're saying that it was working, but now they're telling us to top it off every 6 months to keep the protection. That's going to be – they're going to have to put that something in there to keep the immune system weak, keep us under fear, keep us worrying, like they say, under stress and stuff like that, keep us toxic down with foods that stress our body out and weaken our immune system, have us drinking, have us high on drugs, especially, you know, these strong doses of marijuana they got out now, THC, that's straight up destroying our immune system. So the more we weaken our immune system, the easier it is going to be for them to, you know, keep whatever inside of us if there's something inside of us, these particles that they're doing. But we see that anything that goes into the body, if it's not right, if the body didn't make it, it sees it as an intruder, and it will attack it. Even if a cell become rogue, it'll fight off its own cell. You know, that's what they call cancer, necrosis, apoptosis, you know.
Right.
So,
can I just jump in right there where you're at, brother, and say that the issue with what you're saying is that the rhino technology is mimicking. So it tricks the body to believing that
it is
part of the body.
Yeah, but the body ain't dumb like that. That's why their system hasn't been working before. That's why they're doing this on a mass level now. If you study Moderna, they'll tell you that they haven't been able to get any of their medicine approved because it's been causing problems, it's been being rejected and everything like that. They having some problems. They had so many problems because they couldn't get anything approved. Nothing has been approved by Moderna, any of their medicines that they have in their
they
laboratory.
They playing with y'all.
This is the only one. Yeah, that's all they're doing. Everything
right,
has been
rejected.
Right,
but that's what makes it so dangerous because people with Johnson & Johnson, how do people who this company has been causing cancer and people for years, how do you sign up for a Johnson & Johnson covert
But
shot?
Johnson & Johnson ain't the one to blame, though. But Johnson & Johnson ain't the one to blame. Johnson & Johnson didn't make that. You got a Harvard college the one did that. A lot of people ain't looking at these Harvard universities and stuff like that. That Deaconess, Israeli
well, Johnson
Deaconess
and
place.
Name is on it, so that would have been a great
way.
Well,
hold on for Ronte. Finish that for Ronte. What? Go ahead.
Yeah, they are. Johnson & Johnson is only the distributors of this medicine that is being produced at Harvard University. These are these medical colleges coming in up with these toxic stuff and selling it to these manufacturing distributors. Or they're paying the university to come up with this way they can throw
these
out.
Right. They're paying
so it's not really J&J. It's the medical profession with their toxic substance that they're putting out there. You know, you know, they're going to back up their own medical thing. They're not about to let this medical thing go away. This big business, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So, we need
that's
to look a little deeper
all the,
and move the call.
Naturopathic.
Well, I'm going to give a little tidbit here on that because.
Auntie, I love you, but no. Because, and I say no because we are literally running out of time. And if we don't wrap it up now because other people want to speak, Auntie. We finna, they finna cut us off.
Okay,
Okay, thank you, Unseen. All right, so everybody, thank you guys. This has been a wonderful, wonderful broadcast, you guys. Very great insight, very good information and wisdom. You know, share this broadcast with your friends. You know, powerful today. The energy was high. We pushed through. Ferrante, thank you. I'm going to include Ferrante's information and how to get in contact with him and how to get in his website, everything, guys. That's going to be in the show notes after the broadcast, guys. So if you guys want to contact him, work one-on-one, he does certifications, he does, he works with you. He has many different things that they do. It's a family-owned business out in Savannah, Georgia. I've been working with Ferrante for a couple of years now. So, you know, definitely great. Be sure to follow him. Ferrante, include, again, all your information in the wrap-up. But yeah, go ahead. Join me tomorrow, y'all. Join us tomorrow. But it's Spiritual Soul Sunday with Haru. Tomorrow, guys, we're going to be talking about the spiritual baths. Spiritual baths, the myths of spiritual baths. We do not have a special guest because she ended up having to go to the hospital. Check on your girl, Auntie LJ, if you hadn't already. Because she ended up having to go to the I can't think of, she got by LD Williams on Facebook, but I keep forgetting her real name.
About Sister Shaymet.
Yeah. Check on her.
Uh-huh.
So she aneurysm.
Okay.
So yeah, be sure to check on her.
What?
Because yeah, check on her. It's serious. So whoever got they it's echoing in the background. Somebody. So
oh my God.
Tomorrow guys it's gonna be spiritual baths and ancestral communication. All right, so join me tomorrow, same time, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, on Enhancing Awareness Radio, guys. Be sure to check out our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net, guys. We got free PDFs for you guys. You got Haru's favorites, things, little tidbits that help me through my life, powerful YouTube clips, you know what I'm saying, on our website. So, yeah, just kind of breeze through our website. You can also shop at our website, too. We have a lot of different products and everything like that. Yeah, we are open for sponsorship, guys. If you guys, you know, want to have ear, you know, sponsor, hey, we're open. I don't want to say anything.
We ain't selling our soul around here now.
But we are open to suggestions. Let me say that. All right, so in www.enhancingawarenessradio.net, you can go to meet the team or you can go to contact section. Mary Fox, let me go ahead and call you. Mary Fox, please be mindful that we are running out of time, so if you can keep it under 3 minutes. If everyone can keep it under three minutes, please. All right.
Yes. Thank you. Everyone, my show will be starting back first week of September. So me and Keith Dunn, I will post some of the old shows. You can go and look at those shows, or you can go to the Enhancing Awareness platform on Blog Talk Radio and look at the shows there. But I will be back in September. I always appreciate you all who support us, and thank you. Now, for what we were speaking on today, I just wanted to, you know, reiterate and go back. Because the topic of homeostasis came up. Homeostasis is actually controlled by your kidneys. So whatever you're drinking, eating, it's affecting your kidneys, and that throws your body off. All the sodas, all that stuff. Even when your body, you eat something and your body gets gas, the gas and all of that stuff that's built up in there, that will throw off your homeostasis. So basically what LJ and our guest was speaking on was the set. Now, when your homeostasis is off, which means your immune system could be a little off, or you could be more susceptible to things that you may not have been susceptible to before, your homeostasis or your body became unbalanced. So with that, mm-hmm. if you're having you may get a cold, you may not. It's all depending on where your body is. So the best way in naturopathic medicine to be able to know what's going on with your body is to get blood work done, and then the naturopathic doctor can look at your blood work and then see, you know, what you're lacking in and deficiency. And most people, it's the blood. It's the vitamin Bs. And I was just looking at a video of Dr. Sabi the other day when he was speaking on a story about this guy that had some issues, and the only thing that he gave him was iron. And iron helped him. And if you check, do your research on iron, and you'll see the effects on the body and not having that in the body. Now, also, I wanted to say you got to go.
Her phone go
what
out.
Happened? Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like it did.
Her phone went out. Okay. All right. Auntie LJ, your wrap up.
Okay, I'm in my wrap up. I'm gonna share something with y'all from the Mayo Clinic. Sex and coronavirus, can you get COVID-19 from sexual activity? It is possible that you could get COVID-19 virus from sexual activities that expose you to facial matter. There are currently no evidences that the COVID-19 virus is transmitted through semen or vaginal fluids, but the virus has been detected in semen of people who have or are recovering from the virus. Okay? The AVERT study has shown, September 30th, 2020, COVID-19 is not a sexual transmitted infection. However, it can be shared to the content over the intent of intimacy during sexual activity. So these are studies. These are things that people are doing. This is the scientific aspect from big business, big pharma, medical industry. So I'm just dropping a few tools here. Y'all go study for yourself. Go and research for yourself. And like Mary Fox said, please get your lab work from your physician and contact you a holistic doctor. Minerals are very important to maintaining our bodies in proper homeostasis, or what we know to be proper balance. Some of us are weakened in the minerals that our bodies need to help us be the powerhouses or battery packs that we move around in society with. So it is very important to also not just check for, you know, your sugars and your blood pressure and all that stuff, but check on your mineral salt that you need in your body. If you're battling with diabetes, start eating a little more celery. If you're battling with heart problems, implement dandelion tea. If you're dealing with certain, you know, whatever you're dealing with, start researching it holistically. Start finding out what foods and nuts and berries and greens and high, you know, foods that are in the minerals of what you eat. Start eating live foods. Don't eat so much cooked food, but eat raw food. Food that you can just pick from the ground, wash off, and eat. Eat that stuff a little bit more. Fruits and vegetables. Eat the skin of your fruits and vegetables. Because if the skin protects the meat of the fruit, the skin also protects your internal body. So eat your orange peels, eat your lemon peels, your lime peels. Women, we're in the kitchen, we call it zesting, when we'll shave down the peel and add it to what we're cooking. Start eating those things. It gives you great oral health to put these vitamin C-type fruits in your mouth. Your mouth is dirtier than your rectum. So if you balance the bacteria and stuff in your mouth, you'll balance what your body has to fight with and deal with and stuff. So just a few little healthy tips from Auntie LJ, Peace, Love, and Light. Thank you, guests, for being prevalent and relevant. I look forward to trying to get with you. I am here in Georgia, so you being in Savannah is not far from me. I'm interested in what you're doing holistically, and I am going to reach out to you at a later time. Make sure you share that information to get in touch with him. I want to call him and talk with him and stuff like that. And together, even in our differences, we're going to come up with ways to help one another, because our differences will show us different ways to come to the common goal of us all being healthy, of us all understanding it in different diasporas, of us all seeing it in different colors and views, but still creating a beautiful picture, which is called healthy life for those of us who are willing to do the work. I thank you all in your exchange. Just because we disagree on one thing doesn't mean that we don't agree on the big picture of everything. For that, I share my love and my intuitiveness. If you guys want to reach out, you know how to reach me. I'm here at EAR. I'm also LJ Presley on Facebook. And I'm Sirius, I said, Shagmed on Facebook. I've got a couple of names, but hit me through EAR if you really want to tap up, you know, reach with me. And I do consultations and all that kind of stuff. But our website. Yeah, reach the website. And with that being said, you guys, really get in tune with what you eat and speak to your food, speak to your water, speak to the things that you are drinking so that the energy of what you're using to support you is prevalent and relevant, and it knows why you're calling on it. And it can do the work with you to help you be a better body, to be a better position, to house the better soul that you're talking about having homeostasis with in all of your diasporas that are your reality. Enjoy the remainder of your day. Ashe.
Yes, Ashe.
Thanks,
all right,
excellent.
Y'all. Yes, Ferrante. Thank you.
You doing,
go
sir?
Ahead, wrap up.
I just want to just share, you know, like how she's saying, you know, take care of yourself, take responsibility in your own health. Look at yourself as a car, you know, and you taking care of that car very well. You putting the right gas in there. You making sure that the battery stays charged and all these good stuff. You taking care of the inside. You're washing it every day on the outside, and you just beautifying your car. And giving it what it needs. You're not using abnormal stuff on your car. You're using only regular gas. You know, you're only putting regular batteries in there. Same thing with your human body. It has conditions for it to be healthy. There are conditions that must be met, just like every other animal out here must obey a certain set of conditions in which for it to have uninterrupted health. And our conditions are what we call natural hygiene. The only science of the body that looks at itself naturally, unadulterated, meaning it's not the only way, it's just the only unadulterated way, in other words, that doesn't have to utilize any outside force into healing the body. It's only using the wisdom of the body to heal itself with the right knowledge of what to accommodate in that body and what to put that body in. What type of air, what type of, you know, temperature and different things like that to create a healthy body. Now, we have a show every Tuesday on the ATR platform called All Things Relevant on Facebook or on YouTube. It's All Things Relevant Black Media, where it's a group of individuals promoting awareness in the community at large and really near. Our show is called Natural as Elf. It premieres every Tuesday at 6 p.m. I guess in Georgia time. I'm not sure where a lot of y'all are at, so you just look up 6 o'clock Eastern time. That'd be us. And you can follow our show. We have a bunch of different topics about health. That's all we talk about is holistic health and, you know, spiritual health, mental health. Because we're holistic, like you said, whole body, mind, and spirit and soul. So that show is going to lay down the lines about, you know, what is health. Matter of fact, we got one coming up this Tuesday. It's going to be on the immune system. We're going to highlight the immune system and make people more aware of that immune system. And once we know it, you know, we can't be confused. We won't have the, you know, be carried away with a lot of the information that's being told to us out here with all, because you can pick up any television show and get information on this, get information on that. And like she said, it's going to be a bunch of people giving out their own understanding. And so who to believe, you know? But when you know the bare science, I mean natural science, you won't be taken away whatever these folks come to you and tell you. You're going to look at them and laugh, and you're going to keep living the way you live in, uninterrupted in health. You know, doctors tell you can't get rid of diabetes. Well, I got rid of it. I laugh at them if they tell me that. They tell me that AIDS and cancer and all these other so-called incurable diseases can't be cured. Well, they need to come to my file cabinet. And if that's the case, you know what I'm saying, they can see that it has been healed because I got a file cabinet overflowing with cases that have been healed by just changing the person's lifestyle, their habits, and their environment, and giving them the will to live. Where the doctor done destined them for a six-month death or a 90-day death, we just changed their concept, their mindset, and their body went into a remission of its own and started healing itself. And this is what we've been doing here in Savannah, Georgia. Like I said, we are able to help people from here or far away. You don't even have to step foot into our office for us to teach you how to get in alliance or balance with natural hygiene. Our number is 912-227-9335. That's 912-227-9335. All you have to do is just tap into us, and we're going to help you all the way.
All right, all right. His information is in the show notes, too. I just added it in the show notes, guys. So I put your Facebook information, and I also put the Savannah Health group, the Facebook group. Repeat that number to me one more time so I can add it.
912-227-9335.
9335. Okay, got it. So here's the information. It's going to be in the show notes, guys, for you to to utilize it. All right, so Ronte, again, thank you so much. Definitely appreciate you. And I'm also
thank all of y'all
personally. yes. So all right. Y'all.
Wait, was it 9235 or 9325? I'm over here trying to help. Wait a minute.
9335.
Okay,
yeah,
I put it in there, right? It's in the group. It's in the group in our backdrop. I just put it in there. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And it's going to be in the show notes, too, guys, for anybody that's listening. Again, thank you again for Ronte. All right. Please be sure to check him out, you guys. I mean, I have been shadowing for Ronte, you know, for about 3 or 4 years now on another platform. To this platform, you know, so this is what I do for Ronte. This is I came over here and I built this, you know, for all of us. You know what I mean? So,
that's right.
And here we are. All right.
I got a question.
Eternal.
Weren't you on a couple of shows last year with us, Brother Ferrante?
Yeah.
I think I missed
a
couple.
I remember his voice.
They remember your name.
I don't know what you look like, but your voice sounds familiar from some shows we did last year. I think you were a guest.
Well, it was one show.
Here.
Yeah, it was one show.
One
that
show.
He came
okay.
In. He surprised us.
Look, whatever it
all
was,
right,
you was prevalent because I got bad memory and I remember your voice.
Well, you got good memory.
Yes.
You remember my voice.
Yeah.
I'm fighting because I battle with chemo brain. So
okay.
That's
you can't
thing.
Forget Ferrante. I mean, you can't forget that name.
Right.
You know what I mean? Unique
name. I don't
names,
remember names all the time. So I'm working on that.
Yeah.
That's some of what I'm going to reach out. I got Sensei working on some stuff, and I'm going to get with Ferrante on some stuff because that's what I'm working on with my homeostasis is my memory and
well we
and
definitely got some
of,
information for you. We definitely got some information.
Okay,
come sit down and talk with us
memory,
on the 101.
Diabetes and
okay.
Blood pressure.
I wanna play this
so
song.
Call.
Okay, I wanna play this song so for
okay.
Again,
come on,
thank
Eternal.
You. Thank you so much for Eternal.
Thank y'all
ahead,
so much too. Just tell her just give me a call.
She will. Your information is in the show notes and also in our group, so she'll contact.
Thank you, brother.
All right, Eternal. You're welcome.
Herbal Market Wellness Center. Herbal Market being a market where we have herbs and we actually have capsules. The capsules are called Dragon Ball Z from those that have eyesight situations, the diabetes, the weight away. You want to get rid of that weight, mind. You want to know how to get your mind stronger. We have that. Manpower, woman power, hormone situations, intestinal, colon, you know, Dr. Sabi pills. This is a point of you getting around the closest that's around you, your counters, your counteractors from getting the over-the-counter capsules that basically have plastic on it. We've been caught by the melanin, don't know what melanin is. Melanin happens to be that plastic that you actually sit into your car, covalent, being a bond to the ionic being a bond. So now we've been bonded by plastic most of our lives. And now the classic is not being plastic anymore. It's coming out of that plastic and seeing realistic, as real as you are, as that tree is, the bark that comes from off of it. We call it DMT. Some of us are unaware of it and won't tap into it because we think it's a negative and harmful thing. However, it's in your body. It's how you connect back to your brain. Even what you thought was hallucinogen, you're not hallucinating because it's in you. That's all you in you coming out. And when you finally get past your depression, we call fear, fire, earth, air, and rain, we'll finally see what DMT has for you. Not to say that you have to take it. It's just that you have to tap into it so you know what it is that's inside of you. Once you now know it's you, you probably won't even have to do it anymore. It's just the idea that we haven't put this back into us. See, where our immune system was built, but then, of course, since they put that immunization in you, you've been immune to your own system that gives you natural feelings and capabilities. We call it that fire, earth, air, and rain that you fear. I see through your eyes, your ears, your nose, and your mouth, and how you speak it really shows. So we have to speak present. Even if you say loss of memory, I will gain my memory today, or I will continue to have memory. You have to speak it in the present. Otherwise, this present will be now your past. So saying these words also gives you empowering. We call it mantras. Speak to your mantras as your mantras speak to you. If you know how to use it, don't say these wishes because it's not a wish. You're granted everything. So now how do you utilize it? That's where you have to bring out. Your strength is in you. So to get out of your depression, those states, some of us do have to take some psilocybin that we call mushrooms. Mushrooms happen to have copper, magnesium, these things that we call the depressions that come from. And then, of course, we've seen it since the 1900s, early 1900s. See, they cast it out and made it black magic and call it against religion. So now we don't do it. Yet, South Carolina, all these other people, they go to vacation, spend high dollars for it, sit right there and get into the ceremonial pieces, and then you realize they come back and they're making all types of cash flow or successful business, and they got friends all over. You're like, huh, where did they get all this? Where did all that come from? They went inside themselves. Some of us haven't went inside yet. And because of those seven chakras being like your eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, they're separated or they put together to make four, fire, earth, air, and rain. So when you see through your eyes, that's two. See through your nose, that's two. See through your ears, that's two. That's 2, 4, 6, and your mouth happens to be one and always open. That's 7. That's why it's connected to your immune system. We have to know how your glands work. If your glands don't work, then you cut your glands off ever since you came into existence. And it could be ever since your mama had you, and she just did not know what to feed you as she feed you what was from supposedly be from Eden. Don't be a process as in processor, not knowing what processed foods you keep processing yourself to eat. Create that what you say, oh, I got allergies, and say that you don't have allergies anymore. Create that what I now know what is allergic to me is probably because it's not in my zodiac sign, nor is it in my spiritual zodiac sign either. See, we've had a spiritual body coming into this earth 9 months, but not 12 months. As we say, every year is our earth day. Is it? Or did you miss 3 months already, and now you miscalculated how you really take your paces of knowing yourself? Know thyself is really important. Yet if you don't have a spiritual body, no matter how mental or physical, your spiritual is still off alignment. So it has to be holistic if you don't see the whole of yourself. It's just a hole in yourself. Know your trinity. You're a three, your mother, your father, and yourself. How do you see the tree, though? Do you bark at it as a tree would or as a dog would to a tree? That's why the dog is God backwards. Learning your words is your mantras. So how OGD are you? You're the old original, or you just didn't see the old goon coming into your D, being destructive. Realize your deities are you. They're all your body parts, and they just happen to have a part to every compart and depart. If you don't see it, then this is why we rip apart, even repartment. So repatriation, you probably don't even know what that's about if you don't see it from your own land, as you call it, homeland. And now there's FEMA, being female. Do we really call our women that? And then do we really put her in a concentration camp and don't see what we revamp? This vampirism of blood being a menstrual cycle to now is 10 days of hemorrhaging. Yet when this woman had a child at 13, she didn't know anything about having birth of herself. This is why man has been doing the wrong thing by touching and turning into Midas. And now Midas being the touch of gold, but yet tainted gold, they call pyrite. We don't use these crystals like we should. If you put the crystals around you, there's the minerals that the sister said we should have. We were supposed to be eating crystals that are minerals that we call silica. Somehow, we done got off track since I, myself included, at 16. So to come out of recovery of high blood pressure without taking the pills, this stuff is as is real. If you can't see it, then it's as fake as you being real. Give thanks. I say, oh.